Tonight's live coverage is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.
High school football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes tonight at Jackson High School. And as the sun starts to sink below the tree line, the Friday night lights will be taking over. And we'll be ready to catch a high school football tilt here between the Jackson High School Vikings and the Monroe High School Trojans. Brian, glad to be here tonight. The weather continues to be tremendous for high school football. A little warm up here in the booth, but I think we're both kind of in the same mode to say that we're not complaining, because in a couple weeks it's going to be quite cold, and that's not going to be that will be worse.
Yeah, you'll never hear me complaining about the warm. You might not see me if it gets too cold. But too warm is not a problem.
Yeah, we've had cold games for sure, you and I. Chelsea comes to mind not that long ago. Anyway, it looks beautiful tonight, and the field looks in great condition, as you'd expect from the artificial turf. Scoreboard lit up, the band out in the field, and not a massive crowd over on the Jackson sideline, but even fewer making the trip from Monroe. Two teams that have struggled on the season so far. Jackson just 1-4 in the year, 1-3 in their league, and we were there for that. I don't think that's accurate, what I saw, because their one win was with Western, who's not in their league. Or no, I'm sorry, they lost to Western. They beat a different team. Pinckney. So, yeah, they are 1-3 in the league. I was thinking about our next week game. But anyway, lost against Tecumseh here a week ago in a game that they kind of hung around for a little while, but ultimately fell to Tecumseh. Jackson's had an issue where they've been giving up a lot of points. 35.8 points allowed per game this season, and that becomes a problem.
The one thing that has not been an issue, that's Jaden Ramirez's legs.
Yeah.
Boy, the last time we were watching that young man, he was like Forrest. He just kept running. He was an impressive back to watch. I know he was getting it as a quarterback a lot of times, but he would definitely a running back in a quarterback's position.
I know we kind of feel that way about him. I think we saw that we've seen that with other players in other games where there's a guy in there and he is playing quarterback, but it's just the first guy who gets to touch the football and run with it a lot of the time, and that's an offensive game plan for a lot of schools, and I think we'll see quite a bit of that tonight for Jackson. But at 35.8 points per game given up, you've got to adjust. You either have to score more or allow less, and tonight's one of those nights where I think they're going to be able to score more than their opponents. That's the game plan. I think that's what it looks like. Monroe comes in, same record, 1-4 overall and 1-3 in their league. They're coming off a shutout loss to Saline at 42-0. Now, understandable, Saline is ranked number 3 in D1 and undefeated, so losing to them is not embarrassing. That's a very good team. However, they've only scored more than 7 once, and they've been shut out twice. So Monroe also not giving up as many points as Jackson, but hasn't been able to score. So that's the question. In this game, will Monroe ever be able to score enough to keep up with Jackson, or can Jackson stop them enough to beat them? And that's what we'll be keeping an eye on tonight.
Yeah, if Jackson High's defense has been a little ill under the weather, Monroe's offense, consider them chicken noodle soup. Because they're going to make Jackson's D feel a little bit better, I think, before this night's over.
They have excuses. They're without their starting quarterback for a couple weeks. It looks like we might see a sophomore quarterback call up, getting some minutes on the field tonight for the Trojans. And so, you know, you lose some of those guys that you rely on. You practice all offseason with the game plan of having them back there running the plays, and then you're without them. That's a big loss to a high school football team.
Yeah, it's like losing your point guard on the basketball floor. It's just hard to overcome.
Not a lot of schools have depth at quarterback where the next guy up is going to be as good as the guy who had the starting job. We've seen that a few times at Jackson. Of course, they'll maybe mix in and out Ramirez with Davis and share that job. But again, sort of like who's taking the snap and running with it. Not a bunch of, you know, they're not winging it around, but that's what we expect. Monroe, you said you had to have a little conversation with somebody from the staff, and they see Monroe as kind of a mirror image to the Vikings.
Yeah, I think we're going to see them where the quarterback gets it and takes off running quite a bit as well. So, you know, he seemed to think, and I kind of agree with this, as many Jackson games we did, who cannot shoot themselves in the foot. No costly penalties. You know, last time we did a Jackson game, we talked about how important it is for solid yards in the first down, because if you're going to just be a running team, you know, you need to stay ahead of the chains and keep positive things happening. And so it'll be which team can do that, I think, tonight.
Yeah, and I will think just something we have from watching Jackson a couple times already this year. Just even if it's just a mentality, but you got to wrap up and tackle. You got to finish tackles. You got to bring people down. You can't have running backs out there breaking tackles, getting 2-3 extra yards after contact.
Yeah, I'm thinking the big difference is out of the four squads out there, you know, both teams, offense, defense, I think Jackson's offense might be the best of the four squads. So we'll see if that can't carry him to a dub today.
We'll be rooting for it, sort of. I mean, I know we try to maintain neutrality, but I don't care if Monroe wins or loses. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and get you closer to kickoff. The Jackson High School Vikings, Monroe Trojans on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, enjoy $1.99 pizza slices and grab a two-topping pizza for $13.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
Good morning, Jackson. This fall, the only thing sweeter than candy corn is finding your dream home.
Don't be worried. The market isn't haunted.
With Corionate Real Estate, it's all treats, like expert advice, staging, and strategy. We're the full-size candy bars.
Don't be spooked by rates or headlines. We've got you covered.
We're Corionate Real Estate.
With the Brokerage House, making your next move your best move. Call us today at 517-788-8733.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
happens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. The Jackson High School band just finishing up the national anthem out on the track. They make their way to the bleachers, and our captains have met. The teams are huddling up here. The officials with a huddle out on the Vikings logo at midfield. And we're just about ready to start. This might be, Brian, for all the stuff in the season, I'll be a little self-deprecating here and say these black jerseys with the orange letters might be the, well, this might be the easiest numbers to see all year. Bright orange, ready to go.
Definitely easier than the pink game. Definitely. Where there was a little gray on pink. Those were hard to read.
Also, it's a different look for the helmets here for the Vikings. I don't know if we noticed that until today, but instead of that orange-winged helmet, they've got a stripe in the middle and a Vikings logo on the side. It's a different look for Jackson High from what we've become familiar with.
And Monroe numbers going to be easy to read, too. Steve, you're going to have it made today. Yeah. I expect you to not make any errors.
Zero errors. All right, let's go.
That's
for it.
A high bar.
Red helmets, white jerseys, red numbers for the Trojans with the black pants, and all black with orange numbers for the Vikings.
And you know what Monroe's doing, Steve? Kicking off left to right on your radio dial.
All right.
I've always wanted to say that.
Yeah, I can't believe is this your first time? I feel like you've
No, but you know, you get to say that most of the time. But
now everyone knows.
You can have that picture in your mind.
Vikings have one guy deep to return. They're going to squib it, though, and that's going to be a pickup at the 30. Taken off to the left, wrapped up and brought down at about the 33, so not a lot of running room for the Vikings kick returner there.
I know this. Monroe had videotape on the Vikings kick returners because when we saw them, they were electric anytime they touched it, and Monroe didn't want any piece of that, and I don't blame him.
Jacob Worthy on the return there for the Vikings, and the offense makes their way to the field. Calling out signals in the huddle right here, Kylan Davis, the sophomore. Davis out of the shotgun. One running back to his left. Looking to block, throwing on first down, unexpected there. Finds a spot in the flat. A flag comes right in. Time to throw for Davis, and he gets it out for a 9-yard gain, and I think we might even get a penalty against Monroe in this case. Probably decline after the positive yardage, although are they giving him first down distance?
Yeah, that was an odd place for the flag to come in. And what did you see there, Steve?
I didn't see anything. I was looking for, could it be a hold? He did have good protection. Oh, it was a legal man downfield?
Okay, yep. You know, and that's going to happen sometimes when you're a running quarterback and the offensive linemen think, okay, he's taking off. And he did have a lot of time, and I don't blame him. I could see where you'd get antsy and think it's time to block a little.
So we'll back it up after a really nice gain on first down. It'll be first and 15 for the Vikings from their own 29.
We talked right just before we came on in the pregame about which team cannot get penalties in first down and keep ahead of the sticks. Well, not happening right now.
Davis takes the snap, now pitches away with some room to run to the outside. He's got a step and onto the sideline, 50, 40. One guy to beat will bring him down, but a big gain. First and 15, they got more than double that. Out to the 31, 32 in Monroe territory right away with just a nice big run there.
That Kenyon Dunklin?
I believe that is who that was. I don't see Jaden Ramirez, and we may have missed something on the injury report. And Ramirez.
Yeah, I do see Ramirez in street clothes down there on the sideline.
Yeah.
Guess we won't be watching him run.
But like we said, it's a kind of a dual threat here for them anyway. Just go to one quarterback. First and 10, 32-yard line. Fake. No, he gives. And carried over the 30 to the 29-yard line. At 3 yards on first down. Second and 7. We're at 10 minutes, 41 seconds to go first quarter. Our game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. All of our games this season, including playoffs, for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. MinutemanSewer.com online. Pretty straightforward run play there. Not a lot of deception. Just kind of, did look like it was kind of an option, but the quarterback just decided to run early. So far, not a lot of penetration from the Monroe defense. Davis looking at his wristband, player in motion across the formation. Now snap is high, rolling out, looking to pass. Does throw left, caught down to the 25-yard line. Be about 4 more yards, bring up 2nd and 2. And that was Quentin Rawls on the reception.
Steve, you mentioned, too, that we saw Davis and Ramirez both play that quarterback position, mm-hmm. taking off running more than passing. But when Davis was in there the last game we did, he did show us a couple nice passes. He could spin it.
Three wide right now, one wing, and in the back field is play action. Davis looking to throw, gives it to the running back. Gets the sideline. He's getting close to that line to gain. It's all going to depend on the spot caught by Dunklin. And looking for the spot. They will call it fourth down. Just short, like inches. Fourth and inches here. And that's, again, I like that check down by Davis. And even on the two passes he's thrown so far, he didn't waste any time. You know, quick decision, looked to that first option, and then hasn't had to check down until that play. Really, he's been able to hit his first look. Both other times he dropped back. Fourth and short, I'd look for a Davis run on this one. He is out of the shotgun. Snap comes a little high. He's got blockers to the left. He's going to get the first down. Pushed out of bounds at about the 16. More than enough to get the first down. And move the chains one more time here for the Vikings to get him into the red zone.
Looks like you and Coach Parker are on the same page right now.
Although I would have expected him to look for some running room right in the middle on that short line to gain, but good blocking out on the edge, and with Dunklin kind of leading the way. Two receivers split left now for Davis off that left hash from the all that way down to the 15. First and 10 Vikings. And gives to Dunklin to the right side, bounces it back to the left. Gets to the 10, to the sideline, and bumped out of bounds at the 7. And that'll make it second down and about 2 for the Vikings.
It was a good decision there by Dunklin. He started running right, put on the brakes, could see that there was no running room that way, and turned the corner. Sometimes that turns into negative yardage, but I think he saw what was there.
Say 2nd and 2 here for the Vikings. And on that left half, still shotgun for Davis. Fakes the handoff end around and gives it up. He's got some room to run. Squeezes into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. On the carry, end around, coming from the right wing position there. It was Jacob Worthy, and he'll score 6 for the Vikings. Our first touchdown of the game brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on timer. You don't pay a dime. Methodical drive there for the Vikings to score first. 9:16 to play in our opening quarter, and they lead it 6-0.
Steve, I said that might be the best unit on the field tonight, and boy, didn't look like anything to make me a liar on that drive.
Yeah, they were able to overcome that early penalty on the illegal man downfield and then just eat up chunk after chunk of yardage. Take it all the way to the house, and we'll get the two-point try here. Davis with an empty backfield. three receivers to his right.
This should be a Davis run then.
Yeah, spread him right out. Now in motion. Gives it. No. Oh, mishandled on the handoff. They were looking to give it to the jet sweep. Coming across in front of Davis, and that was Takai Estwick. A little trouble with the exchange. And that 6-0 is where we'll stand on a failed extra point try. Let's go ahead and take 30 seconds and kick it off. When we come back, 6-0 Vikings at WKHM. Go ahead and take
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com. You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Vikings set to kick off here after scoring on their opening drive. Teed up at the 40. Down the middle, fielded at the 20. Running to the left side. Now it turns it up in the middle. Breaks a tackle out to the 40. Still on his feet. 50. He's got a couple guys in pursuit. He's going to get to the Jackson end of the field and be brought down at the 30-yard line. Great starting field position for Monroe. If you got to make up some points real quick, it's nice to get a big opening return. Not even one of the guys. You know, he's not quite the deep guys. And I didn't quite catch the number.
I think that was... It might have been Jalon Clemens.
All right. We'll go with it. Right on 30-yard line here. Left hash for the Monroe Trojans. And sophomore quarterback called up Dalen Cosby in the shotgun. Called up after the injury to their starting QB. Jet sweep coming across. See some speed there. Breaking in some tackles into the pack. And all, maybe down to the 20. This will be close to the line to gain. They do move the chains, first and 10 on that carry for the Trojans. And nice, looked at, you know, a little quick guy, Parkhurst, but good strong finish to the run, too, in the pack. He had a slew of Vikings trying to wrangle him down, and he wouldn't go down. First and 10 from the 20 now for the Trojans. Cosby out of the shotgun. There's Parkhurst coming across again. And they give it to him. Tries to spin away from a tackler, but he'll get brought down for a loss. And again, Brian, that's they do complete the tackle, but he didn't wrap him up. That was kind of a one-arm. Pulled him down. I'd love to see a little bit more fundamental tackling there for the Vikings. They do get the stop, and it's second down and 13 now for Monroe.
Yeah, that looked like Quentin Rawls just kind of slinging him down. Something you might see on the playground, though, like you're talking about. Not really fundamental tackle.
And, you know, there that leaves opportunity for him to spin away from him and get away. And that, instead of a loss, that could have been a big gain. Run the same play, basically going first to the right, now to the left. He's in motion again. They don't give. They get the end around. Bobbled for a moment, then picked up. But the Vikings swarm. A little slow to develop play there. Lets the Vikings into the backfield, and they'll stop him for an even bigger loss. And that's Bacon on the carry.
And then with Jaden Roy, kind of the first Viking to meet Bacon in the backfield.
I'm trying to come up with a Bacon joke and not take mine. I just started thinking about bacon and my mouth watered.
Bacon in the backfield sounded like either a menu item or a movie. I'm not sure.
A pig quarterback. I can see it now. And there's another handoff and another kind of mishandled football in the backfield. And there's Keanu Snavely brought down for a loss. That'll make a fourth and about, 22 here?
Yeah, that 23? That was Jaden Roy again. And after great field position for Monroe, after a good kick return and then a successful first down play, Monroe going backwards.
They're net minus 3 yards on the drive here. But on this side of the field, they don't necessarily have to punt, so you go into your playbook and find what play you got you think you can get 23 yards with.
Probably hoping for some kind of penalty.
Play action, rolling out, looking to throw maybe. Has to escape a defender, gets the throw away up in the air, caught. Good defense there by the Vikings and a pretty good catch. It's not going to get first down distance, so it's almost as just as good as a punt. I think I got Loveland on the catch. And that'll be a turnover on downs for Monroe. Vikings will get it back on their own 20-yard line.
And that was Rawls on the coverage making that good tackle.
Yeah, got in there, maybe had a chance to make a play on the football, but definitely made it so he could not catch and then plant and maybe make a move to get to that first down marker.
Well, we'll see if this Jackson High second drive is as easy as the first one.
A little more field to cover this time. Davis in the shotgun. Dunklin to his left, looking to roll out and throw to his left. Into the flat, caught at the 20, out to the 22. So just a couple yards on first down for the Vikings. And on the reception there was to Guy Estwick. Second down and 8.
Even though that was just a 2-yard gain, again, that was a nice pass there by Davis. He put it right on Estwick where he needed to have it to give him any chance of positive yardage.
Yard line, huddled up Vikings. Noisy cheerleading squad, I like it. Contributing to the sound effects here at Withington Stadium, Dungy Field. Second down and 8 for the Vikings. And again, shotgun here for Davis. Motion going to the left side. We get a flag coming in, maybe an illegal shift. And the carry is going to get maybe back to the line of scrimmage for Dunklin, but nothing more.
And that looks like... Oh, I'm sorry, Steve.
No, you were going to say what I was going to say.
Yeah, that just looked like the receiver turned up field a little quick. Steve, the Monroe fans kind of poured in a little bit, if we can say that. Because for the longest time, we thought they're going to have 5 people over there.
Yeah, they tripled in size. Way to go, Monroe. Making the trip. So, yeah, they declined the penalty with no gain on third down. Or on second down, 3rd and 8 here. And I think Monroe maybe sees a chance to get Jackson into a punting situation and get off the field. Davis looking to throw under pressure, throws it up. Double coverage, and it's bounced around and intercepted. We get a flag in after the interception, and I think it's going to be a legal block. But they make the interception, turn it over, and take it down at the 49. On the Monroe half of the field, and again, I think that flag's going to be a block, so this will come backwards a little bit, but.
And that ball tipped not once, but twice before.
And Davis let that go with a man into his face. Wasn't able to get all everything he wanted to on it. But his receiver had a chance at it.
And I think that was Tanner Collette coming up with the interception.
That is who I have also, Brian. Look at us, teamwork in it. You know, we were talking about whether or not you could see the numbers while on the field, and that still is true. We can see them well. However, Monroe needs to use larger print in their rosters.
Yeah. We tell what number it is. We just don't know who that is.
Or I need to visit the optometrist. That's also a possibility. 1st and 10. Monroe back at their 30-yard line after the interception had him at nearly 50. That spot foul penalty takes him back to the 30 and second possession. And this time just a QB keep designed run out to the 33. And that'll be 3 yards on first down, 2nd and 7 to go. And that was the QB, Dalen Cosby, on the run.
Cosby there not really running with much authority. He was kind of tiptoeing, maybe looking for a hole, but that wasn't what I'll call an explosive run.
It was not. He didn't seem like a very willing runner. He's in the shotgun now again. 2nd and 7. Vikings looking to blitz. They do hand it off, and he faces some pressure. The backfield sidesteps it, only able to get about a yard on the carry, second down and six. That carry from Snavely.
Like Jalen Lowe, perhaps, on the tackle.
Third down for Monroe. Yards have been tough to come by for the Trojans. Points have been tough to come by on the season for them. They trail 6-0. 3:50 to go first quarter, so after a quick score for the Vikings, we've been in a little stalemate for the last 6 minutes or so. Now we get a penalty pre-snap. Play whistle dead. And false start is the call, so third down and 11 now for Monroe. And, you know, we think both teams felt like whoever made the most or whoever made the fewest mistakes would have a chance to win this one. So far, Monroe with a couple big mistakes on this possession from the special teams penalty, and now that false start, third and 11. Play action, throws it up high, and the defense unable to react and intercept, but that one was up for grabs a little bit. Incomplete, and fourth down now for Monroe. Intended receiver on the play, Bacon.
And Jaden Potts playing kind of deep safety there. Man, I think he was coming in to make the tackle, and had he really seen it well, he might have been able to pick that one.
Well, I think for Cosby, a little pressure, maybe even hit as he released that, so it went up a little high. So fourth down, we'll get our first punt of the game for Monroe.
Must be a decent punter because Jackson's playing way back.
Bacon gets the punt away. It is a pretty good boot. Fielded at the 35. Gets away from that initial defender. Now spins away from another on his feet. And running Davis down to the 40 and hit there at the 38-yard line. They'll give him down to the 37 on the Trojan side of the field. Nice return for Davis and the Vikings.
That's a good return. I'm going to give Takai Estwick a little credit there, too. He could have hit that. It could have been an illegal block there.
Yep.
Couple program.
We were fortunate to get the information, and now we're sharing it. And you mean for Monroe, correct?
Yes. All right.
I don't. And six we had, didn't we?
No,
seven is Cosby. We didn't. I don't have a six.
Oh, passes up a little high for the Vikings, but caught and takes it down to the 30-yard line on first down. And we've seen Davis go to the air quite a bit early in this game with pretty good success, and he's been pretty efficient, save for the interception.
And like I said, on these quick passes, I've liked to. He's got a quick release, and he's putting it on a dime, putting it where the receiver can actually get it and make a move.
And it's worked out because it's just an opportunity to really catch these players in space. And really, when you look how much cushion they're giving that receiver over there, he could just turn and throw to that right side. Get that line to gain. Instead, they run kind of an end around. And he'll be close to that first down marker, but will be short. They got him at about just short of the 28-yard line. And that'll make it third down and about 1.5 for Jackson High. 2:17 to play first quarter. 6-0 Vikings. We did get an update from the K105.3 game of the week. It had a 7-0 lead for Columbia Central over Vandercook Lake. And, 13-0 lead with 7:13 to play in the first there. Lumen Christi and Toledo St. Francis. Titans lead that one 8-0 down at the Glass Bowl with 6:31 to go in that first quarter. Titans looking to get back on the win wagon there after a couple tough. This is the toughest schedule I've ever seen in high school football. Shotgun for the Vikings, third and short. Handed off to Dunklin, and he'll get the first down distance, carry it to the 24, and then get pushed backwards. Forward progress has him inside the 25, first and 10 now for the Vikings from there.
I'm sure anybody that's listening for this Jackson High game does not want to hear us talk about Lumen, but I will tell you, I do think they have a good chance to do something probably no team in the state of Michigan's ever done, and that's win a state title coming in with a sub 500 record.
Yeah.
Because they have a chance to go. I mean, they might not, but they might go 4-5. They'll still have enough playoff points to get in, and I would not be surprised to see them go all the way again today this year.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any easier. We get a penalty here against the Vikings. It's going to move them back to the 34-yard line. And so 10 yards would indicate probably a holding. So third down and seven to game, six or seven. 1:14 to play, first quarter winding down. It's been a pretty steadily running clock. We haven't had a lot of breaks, just the one score. Vikings lead at 6-0, and now on third down, option pitch out. Dunklin's got room to run up the sideline, and he's going to take that in to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. Beats the clock in the first quarter for their second score. 12-0 Jackson High. Touchdown brought to you by Aspen, one-hour heating and air conditioning.
And that was a nice run by Dunklin, but we got to mention his buddy and give him an assist, Quentin Rawls, with the good block out there as the receiver. Because I think without that block, he gets tackled.
They're bumped out of bounds over there probably. 58 seconds remain. Two-point try here for the Vikings.
Jackson High is going to spread it out again, Steve. Line up for two.
There is a running back. Play action fake, end around. Going to meet a tackler there, spins away, reaches for the end zone, and gets it. I want to call it a second effort, but it was really a third effort to get into the end zone for the Vikings. And
that Jacob Worthy.
That's who I have, too. Jacob Worthy on the two-point conversion. 14-0 Vikings. That Monroe team gets right out there ready to return a kick. We'll keep it here on the broadcast with the end of the first quarter coming up in less than a minute.
Worthy getting plenty of congratulations over there from the players and the coaching staff. I think the staff 100% recognizes that extra effort that if Worthy doesn't give, he's going to go down.
Yeah. After first contact, second contact, he was able to lunge. And just great body control to get to the end zone and touch that down on the goal line. And all you got to do is break the plane. And he definitely did that. Vikings lead at 14-0. Our coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Steve, throughout the years, we've seen this Viking squad. When they gain some confidence and get rolling, they tend to keep on the gas.
Yeah. There's a low line kick. Bounces off of Bacon and dropped. He gets it back up at the 21. Now looking to go to the left side. And they'll take him back and bring him down at the 17. So Bacon's mishandle on the reception allows them to lose some yardage there. Bacon's been on a lot of plays. He's going to go to the sideline here as they get first and 10.
Yeah, he started running east and west, and Rawls really sniffed out Bacon.
That's one of my favorite smells, right?
It's a great smell. In fact, that might be if I could only smell one thing for the rest of my life, bacon would be on my list for sure. And it might be number one.
It'd be hard to bump it.
You're number six.
All right. I'm glad I got in. I just wanted to be in there somewhere. First down, handoff. Goes in and bounces it a couple yards up. Right now, the penetration is just great for the Vikings on the defensive line. They're winning that battle in the trenches, and so every carry feels like that. Running backs just got to bounce away from somebody almost immediately on that carry. It was Snavely. 2 yards, second and 8.
Yeah, Steven, I think that's Caleb Gibbs on the tackle. But so we can see the jerseys, but when the Jackson jerseys get kind of scrunched up, it's hard to tell whether that's an 8 or a 9.
Yep, 6s, 8s, and 9s are all tough to tell. Second and down from the 19-yard line. Second and 8, excuse me. handing off again, bouncing to the outside, and Snavely's going to get a little bit of room to run and yank down. Might have got a little face mask, no call on it. It'll get it to the 24-yard line. The carries bring up third down at about four for Monroe.
And that's going to be it for the first quarter.
Time's up on the first quarter, 14-0 Vikings. Let's take 60 seconds to come back with the second quarter on WKHM, online at WKHM.com. Let's come back.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. Being brought to you by Aeroquip Credit Union. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Third down and four. Moving right to left now. The Monroe Trojans under center. The quarterback, Cosby. A little fullback trap, and they're going to get the first down distance. They needed about four. They got five. First and 10, Monroe from the 28-yard line.
For whatever it's worth, that play fooled me.
They had a couple different guys looking like they were running with it. Pretty good ball fakes. Huddle up on the field. Now we break. Just underway here, second quarter, 11:25 and ticking down. And Cosby under center again, two backs behind him. And handoff, another kind of dropped handoff. And that's going to be Bacon. He's had a little bit of like greasy fingertips tonight. And that's about the third time I think I've seen him have a trouble with the exchange or a catch.
And I tell you what, he's been extremely lucky because two of the three times it's hit the turf and bounced straight back up to him.
Yep.
To where he didn't even have to dive on it. It just came back up to him like he was dribbling a basketball.
So they lose a yard on first down, second and 11 from the 27-yard line on their own half of the field. Bacon's going to exit. Snavely in the backfield with Cosby out of the shotgun. Snap a little high, brings it down, gives to Snavely, working to the right side, trying to get the edge. Turns, spins away from defender. He's going to gain about three on the play. Get to the 31-yard line, makes it third down, and about seven.
And I think that tackle was made by Trenton Prater. Nice job to trip up Snavely.
Good pursuit by the Vikings in general to just kind of set that edge and not let him get there and turn that upfield, because that's where big plays happen.
You see Vince Jones III plugging up the middle there for Jackson.
Third down. Able to convert on their last third down attempt. Cosby shotgun. Fakes it, throws up high. And almost one-handed. Good defense out there by, I think, taller than you expected, or taller than Cosby expected out there. And it was Rawls who almost went up and one-handed that one. Intended receiver on the play for Monroe was impossible to read name from the roster. Landon Loveland. So fourth down, punting situation for Monroe. They trail 14-0. They have been shut out twice on the season. Right now, Jackson holding on to looking at a third shutout, potentially 9.5 to play in the first half, so there's a lot of time. Good punt gets away down to the 35, mishandled. It's loose on the field. He's got to get it. Still loose. I think a Viking came in and saved it last minute. And that was loose for far too long for comfort for Coach Parker. But it again is Rawls who comes down and makes a big play.
And Rawls has made several big plays already. Yeah, that's one where you want your punt returner to just go ahead and just get on the ball. Don't try to pick it up and run with it. Bad things can happen.
And once it was muffed initially, the move, he tried to scoop it, but the move really was probably just to dive on it. And thank goodness they get it at the 25, but imagine if that's Monroe getting the football on your 25 and chance to score some points. Instead, Jackson holds on. Three receivers for Davis out of the backfield. Dunklin in there with him. He gives it to him. Dunklin bounces to the right side. Now looks to get the edge. Turns it upfield. 35, 40. Pass the defender at the 45 down to the 47-yard line. They'll give him the 48 on the spot. First and 10 Vikings and a nice run on first down by Dunklin.
That was a good run, and he did a good job of hanging out of the ball and securing it there at the end. Xander McCoy for Monroe trying to knock that out of his hands.
Good ball security for the Vikings and a first down near midfield. Clock ticking down to 9:05 now here first quarter. 14-0 lead for the Vikings from the right hash. Davis shotgun, Dunklin to his left. Two receivers left side. Davis has thrown it around a little bit here. Play action and looking to go up the seam. And he had Rawls in the pass a little short. Rawls comes up with the ball, but it's going to skip into his arms and should be incomplete. That is the call. Second and 10 from the 48.
That was Davis's longest attempt so far, and still decent throw, just a little short.
And I think that was a case of trying to make sure he put it somewhere where only Rawls would have a shot at it in a little bit of traffic in the middle of the field there.
Yeah, that's a sign of maturity, too, from a guy that hasn't really thrown the ball an awful lot in his career because you're right, when you're driving like they're as easily as they are, you just don't want to turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm. And Dunklin again takes a handoff, splits through some traffic, stays on his feet past the first down marker to the 30. Tackled by a gang of Trojans, and then a flag coming in at the end where maybe we'll get some face mask. With about five different Trojans on his back, Dunklin goes down at the 23-yard line.
They look like they're coming backwards, and that had to have been a penalty on the tackle.
Yeah, I can't imagine Rawls committing some sort of penalty while he's being gang tackled.
Yeah. What are they calling here?
Holding call. And the face mask, okay. So we'll get offsetting perhaps. And that is the. That's what happens, and we'll go back and replay the down.
Dunklin have a nice game on the ground for Jackson High tonight.
Coach Parker looking for some explanation on that holding call. Lumen Christie now out to a 14-0 lead over Toledo St. Francis on the road. Just 1:23 to play in the first. And that update, Springport 14-0 lead over Stockbridge with 2:37 to play in the first quarter. Springport having a nice year. Vikings, second and 10 from their own 48-yard line. A little jostling around on the line, and Davis settles in the shotgun with Dunklin to his right in motion, and they hand it off to the sweep runner. He'll get past the 50, down to the 47 in Monroe territory. We'll say 5 yards on second down, but that makes it third down and 5 for the Vikings, and on the carry there was Jacob Worthy.
Yep. Tanner Collette for Monroe, nice tackle.
Third down for the Vikings. Again, they lead 14-0. We're now to the 8-minute mark in the second quarter. Coming up at halftime, stay tuned. We'll give you our recap of the first half and look at the second half. Michigan High School Athletic Association this week in high school sports segment. Beautiful skyline here on the big third down play as the lights start to take over for our viewing abilities, and the flag comes in very early in the play. They whistle it dead. And multiple officials saw the false start against Vikings. So they get third down now and 10 for Jackson.
It's the second time where the Viking in motion just kind of heads up the field a little bit early. Count early.
So they'll huddle up, take the sign from the sideline. And now we'll get a Vikings timeout. We'll take 60 seconds on the timeout. Third and 10 when we come back. 14-0 Vikings on WKHM.
Timeout. It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
And in the end zone, Rawls with a catch. 52 yards on the touchdown, and Davis had all the arm he needed on that one. Great throw and great route for Rawls to get the step. Touchdown, Vikings.
Hey, you started to say 48, but I think you just meant that ball traveled 48 yards in the air. That was a beautiful throw by Davis. We've Round seen those quick throws. That he was showing off some arm talent right there.
20-0, the Vikings in front. And we'll get a two-point try.
It's fitting for Rawls to get that touchdown. He's done so many little things. A big block that sprung Dunklin for his last touchdown. Made some great plays defensively. Dove on the muff punt. He's been everywhere.
Saved this possession. It could have been Monroe's ball. Instead, he saves the possession. Rewarded with a touchdown. He's split left from Davis. Takes the snap. He's running right. Now he's going to get brought down to the backfield. Good penetration there on the defense by Monroe to stop. And the stop for Monroe. Touchdown, though, for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Let's take 30 seconds, and we'll get the kickoff when we come back at WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Vikings with a 20-0 lead, 7 minutes still to play here, first half. Nolan Cassiopo on the stop there for Monroe. Now the kickoff goes to the 25. They're kicking it. It's like they're kicking it right to Bacon. As he returns it this time out to the 36-yard line. No bobble on that one. Secured the football and made a good return. Good field position for Monroe to start this drive, trailing 20 to nothing.
Well, we said that this Monroe offense might be the something that ails the ill Viking defense. So far, that's been the case. They've looked pretty good.
Yeah, right now it looks as though they'll seriously cut into that 35.8 points a game allowed average. So far, scoreless and looking to keep that going. The Vikings defense, I think, like you noted, once they have things going the right direction, they tend to build on that. And so right now that defense feels like they're hungry a little bit. There's a direct snap, right? Anyway, big runner. One of the biggest gains of the game for Monroe. You get about 8 yards on first down, second and two from the 43. And we got a Vikings player. That's a Monroe player slow to get up.
It was Rawls there in that tackle as well.
And that was wow.
That's some serious warning from the PA announcer.
Reminded of the silly string penalties here at Jackson. A banned from all home sporting events all season.
Caught with any silly string, gone for the year. They're not messing around.
It's banned. Hardcore banned.
I'm going to put mine away, I guess.
I know. Hope they don't check my bag. You just got to be ready when you need silly string. Jacoby Heffler, the player that was down for Monroe, helped to the sideline and on his feet. Maybe a cramp. He's walking on his own, goes to the bench. And they'll replace him on the line and come back to the field. Second down and 2 for Monroe, trailing 20 to nothing and seeing that first half clock run down to 6:35. Three receivers split left. We have not seen a lot of throwing from this team, and they bring in, again, a different quarterback situation. And just kind of a wildcat, as they've given up on Cosby a little bit here. And now they've just gone direct snaps to Timothy Richards. He's another sophomore, but he looks a little bigger than some of the other sophomores out here.
You mentioned they spread three out wide. I think that was just to kind of get the numbers more in their favor for the run. I don't think they have any intentions of throwing.
Nope. Same scenario here. They lose 5 yards on a false start. Second down. Snaps high. He has to go up and grab it, and the Vikings are right there for him. Taking back inside of the 30. Let's say 28-yard line. And again, snap just high and difficult to squeeze for Monroe, and it'll make it third down and 15.
I believe that was senior Trayshawn Estes.
And that feels like a generous spot at the 30 to make it third and 15. But again, just a high snap and nothing really that Richards could do with it.
That was another one where Richards was kind of fortunate that he didn't fumble that, because he was being hit as he was trying to corral that high snap.
Boy, that skyline tonight, worthy of a Bob Ross painting. Just a lot of nice orange and red colors behind those happy little trees. Third down at 15. And a timeout from Monroe. 60-second break from the broadcast. 20 to nothing Vikings, 5:28 to play in the second quarter. When we come back on WKHM.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Kind of a QB draw there. He's going to get the 15 and then some, brought down at the 49. And I think the Vikings really thought he was going to throw. He saw the space, took the run, and a nice gain for Richards and a first down for Monroe at the 49-yard line on their side of the field still.
And I'm not sure that was a planned quarterback draw as so much as Jackson sent three linebackers in. So
yeah,
as soon as Richards got by the line, there was nobody there.
Still got to cover. They give you that spread formation. They get a bunch of receivers out there. He's still got to cover, even if you don't believe he's going to pass, because then he could.
Right.
Under five to play in the half and 20-0 Vikings, but Monroe on the move with a little different quarterback look here with their sophomore. Kind of playing wildcat, grabs it and runs it again on first down, and he's going to get about four. Into Viking territory, second down and six now, and starting to see a little space, and this is working for Richards back there.
Well, there's a noticeable difference in the way Richards runs as opposed to Cosby.
Down to 4:23. I did get a score update. It was intriguing. We're checking out Western Northwest next week, and the Mounties were tied 14-14 with Berkeley heading toward halftime in that one. Shotgun, there's a play, and a handoff this time. And he's spun away from the defense, trying to stay on his feet. I don't know where they'll get the forward progress to. He's probably going to lose a yard or two on the play. And now we've got a little bit of dust up on the field, and let's get some flags coming in. That was just that continuous effort by the running back. And you got a little chippy at the end of it. But it looks like we had somebody actually kind of throw a punch there, so that's going to end up being a problem. It was Keanu Snavely on the run.
And we'll see if somebody gets ejected here. Jackson sending Dwan Hood to the sidelines, the coaching staff. Officials are trying to sort out. That's tough when you don't have instant replay. And
can't go ahead. Make sure you had to have that guy's number correct from the get-go.
Yep. Personal
foul against the Vikings. Yeah, we get signaled. So.
Correction against
Monroe. Yeah, look, Monroe got. What's the penalty against them?
You know,
so
Steve,
walking backwards here.
You talked about that all started because the officials finally blew the whistle just due to forward progress stopping, but that happened because of, again, the Jackson High tackling. You know, with a little more sure tackle, he's on the ground and we're not dealing with that. But it's a lot of just up high, grabbing jerseys, trying to sling people around instead of...
getting that in, making them... some snap bubbles when you get them right there in the midsection. All right, but still third and forever. And there's a throw from Richards. Got a little bit of arm on him. Trying to make something big happen, staying on his feet. We get some flags coming in. Still running around. Gets away from everybody. I don't think this is going to stand. But he's going to take that to the end zone, just refusing to be tackled. And that's a... it's a touchdown. They'll signal it. I don't know if that's going to hold up.
Yeah, I think that's coming back for sure. I think somebody got Trenton Prater with like a blindside low block, and Prater's on the field.
Zamir Austin, it was a nice effort, and he wove through about four different players before he was able to break loose and take it to the end zone. But a flag on the play, and we've got a Vikings player still down out there as well. Two flags on the field. Maybe they both saw the same thing. So we're in limbo waiting for the injured player to get up first.
Yeah, I happen to have a good view of that. Like I said, Prater really took a blindside block, and he got it low right in the knees. It's good to see. Like, looks like he's hopping up, though.
Helped to his feet, yeah. It looks like he was testing him out, testing those legs out a little bit.
What's more than third and forever?
I think they have to actually go all the way around the world the other way to get a first down.
Yeah, if that one was, that might have been third and 30-ish. And boy, what is it? What are we looking at now?
So the ball's on the 24-yard line in Monroe territory. The first down marker's at the 41 in Viking territory.
Well, here's if you're Jackson's D. The last
36.
Time, yeah, last time they had a third and long, Jackson kind of 35. Fired the linebackers, and there was nobody there on that quarterback. I'd like to see Jackson just kind of sit back, play disciplined here. If you give up 10 yards, so be it.
Yeah, 35 to gain on the third down and a timeout from Monroe. With 3:30 to play in the first half, that first quarter and maybe most of the second quarter went by pretty quickly since then. We've had some penalty flags coming out and some timeouts called, and we got another one on the field now. Let's take 30 seconds. Final 3:30 of the first half. When we come back, Jackson leads at 20-0 on WKHM. 3:30.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and with 3:30 to play in this one, first half of this one, 20-0 Vikings, and third down to 35 now for Monroe. I'm sure they figured out the right play in that timeout. So perhaps the Vikings will be prepared, like you said, maybe almost a little prevent here just to avoid something like happening, like just happened. And now we're going to pass interference against the Vikings and move it up a little bit here. It looks like they tried it almost a little like screen in the middle of the field. The Viking player got a little overzealous and grabbed the receiver trying to bat it away, and I think it's going to go against the Vikings. And
But we might have offsetting here because I think there also maybe was a lineman downfield.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they play this one over. Would it be a big break for Jackson? That would have given him an automatic first down.
Here comes the official.
Oh, so
he's starting to signal.
So they did not call pass interference on Jackson. I just think they only got the illegal player down the field.
So it is a... Now fourth down and forever from the 24.
So I'm going to ask you, can you see the
walk off here?
The scrunchie number that's deep back for Jackson.
Ew. This is a bad angle. Maybe you have to turn and look at the stands or something. Yeah. Usually it's Davis back there returning punts. .325 now. So they literally moved it to the spot of the foul, then walked it back to that original line of scrimmage. Fourth down to 35. Punt going away from the 15. Gets a good one up. Good pursuit. And that bounces, takes a Monroe roll from 30 down to the 25. And we get somebody pushed in at the end of the play, a Vikings player that was standing nearby, and a flag comes in. A couple of flags.
Well, we talked about which team's going to shoot themselves in the foot. It's been all Monroe. Their toes are hurt, and they've been shot in the foot so often. It's I think Jackson's going to start 15 yards further than they would have.
Officials huddled up at the 25 on the hash. Playing a little catch with the pigskin out there. So from the 25, unsportsmanlike penalty against Monroe. And 40-yard line here for the Vikings.
So we've talked about Monroe's struggles. That's something, though, that the coaching staff probably needs to clean up, because we've seen that now a couple times. You might not be as talented as other teams, but you cannot... You know, you can clean up the dumb things. Like, that was just a dumb one. That play was about dead, and he just shoved the Jackson player for no reason.
All right, we're at 3:24. Still, 20-0 Vikings, first and 10 from their own 40. Davis hands off to Dunklin, and he's going to get stopped for just a short gain. I think he leaned forward to the 41. No, that guy's standing on the 40. They'll give him nothing. Second down and 10. Kenyon Dunklin on the carry for no gain.
By far his shortest carry of the game. He's been gouging him.
More importantly, gets the clock running here closer to halftime. Again, it was going so quickly, and at this point, the shorter the game, the better it is for the Vikings with a 20-0 lead. Fewer possessions for Monroe. Not that they've threatened much. Vikings defense has been able to keep them at bay. Davis out of the shotgun currently. Worthy goes in motion across the formation, rolling out to the left, looking to throw Davis. And it's batted down at the line and incomplete. Third down and 10 for Jackson.
That was Tanner Collette with a knockdown, batted pass. Davis just looks confident out there right now running this offense. As a whole unit, they've definitely settled in.
Yeah, I feel like they, you know, when it felt like it was kind of just going to be Davis and Ramirez, kind of almost taking turns who's going to run it. And this way, they've been able to utilize their other weapons. We've seen Worthy. We've seen Dunklin. This time, it's an option pitch to Dunklin, and hit kind of hit as he tried to catch it, and it's down on the turf. Vikings have to dive on it to keep possession. They will, but they lose 3 yards on the play, and that'll be make a third down to 13. And again, that was kind of an option, and Monroe went and kind of hit the quarterback and the potential running back or the would-be runner, so that was tough to hold on to for Dunklin. And it hits the turf.
A little bit about their lack of discipline. That play, they were very disciplined, and they all did their jobs. Someone had the quarterback, someone had Dunklin, and they were both getting hit about at the same time. I think Davis threw that pitch a little harder than what he would have liked to, but I think he was trying to get rid of it quickly.
Yeah. And I forgot about the incomplete pass, so it is fourth down. And punting situation here for the Vikings. And now a whistle.
Delay of game.
Delay of game there. So they'll move it back, and Jackson will punt from a little further away. A little better chance for a return here for Monroe.
These last few minutes, there have been a lot of laundry on the field.
And we're still at 2:14 on the clock. Good snap. Punt is away. And a little contact with the punter. It's loose. Bounces at the 50. Dies at the 49. Just on the Monroe side of midfield. So Monroe's got it. And one of their special teams guys slow to get up. But does. 2:03 to play. Trojans ball at their own 49-yard line. And we'll see if this Richards-led kind of Wildcat offense can get something going here with just over 2 minutes to play in the first half.
if you're Jackson right now and your defense has struggled all year and right now you're pitching a shutout just 2 minutes to go, you really want to keep them out of the end zone here. Let's go into the half thrilled with the performance and not just okay with the performance.
Out of the shotgun here, Richards with another running back. Snavely, I believe. Back to throw now. Breaks the pocket. Breaks a tackle. Falls down at the 42-yard line. Close to the line to gain, but it'll be second and one. That's been a dangerous play when they're... You almost called a QB draw, but I think he really was looking to maybe throw that one and just sees that he's got some space to run and goes. And he does run. He runs strong. Richards a load to take down. Looking to throw again. Now he's got to escape. Has it up. Gets the throw away. Intercepted. And that was just baiting him in. That's Davis back there. Kind of, yeah, no, he's open. You don't see me. Stepping right in front, making that interception is Vikings ball.
Yeah, that was Richards just kind of lobbing one up there instead of putting something on it. And you're right, Davis broke on that easily as if he was the receiver. Jackson still has a minute 29 left. We'll see if they get aggressive.
It's been a really long portion of this game since about the 3.5 minute mark. Meanwhile, I think they're going to be done early tonight over at Columbia Central Vandercook Lake, 38-0.
Yeah, Vandercook, just had, they were playing 8-man not too long ago, and Coach Medina over there doing a good job of just getting participation.
Oh, and Davis in the pocket for a minute there. Pumped a couple times. A player came loose in a big sack. He took a big hit and a big loss. And that'll make it second down. And about 9. Where do they have it? At the 7. Oh, the 16. So that is, about 20 yards.
Yeah, with just under a minute to go in the half. You got to believe they're just going to keep it on the ground now.
40-0 now. Columbia Central leads that one. Davis in the shotgun here, 45 seconds. Or down to 40. There's like a glitch on the screen there. So we stopped it. He stopped at 35, no gain. And
thought we might get a Monroe timeout here.
It whistles like we might be getting a timeout, and we do.
Yeah, they're going to have to reset it. I'm sure they called that. Yeah, I think he's telling them to put it to 35, maybe.
That's what it looks like.
Correction, timeout Jackson, their second and a half.
Well, I don't believe that was a timeout Jackson.
No.
The PA announcer said, I can't imagine them calling a timeout in this situation.
Yeah. Let's make sure we have the right call for 3rd and 20 in our own 15. That's probably Monroe thinking, hey, if we can get a stop here, call another timeout, and let's get this football back with some decent field position, even with at least a chance at a punt return. Nothing to lose, trailing 20-0. Although it looked like Jackson might be ready to score one or two more times in this, and then, I don't know if it clicked with Monroe's defense to kind of slow Jackson down, or was this mistakes? I think everything just kind of bogged down here in the last few minutes of the half. We're at 35 seconds. I did get that change back. 20-0 Vikings. Timeout is finished. Our coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. And here we go. The Monroe defense is out. Vikings in the shotgun. Davis and Dunklin. Two receivers to the right. And running right is Davis. Oh, the blocker missed a guy, and he'll get no gain. Actually, maybe lost another couple yards on that one. Gets the clock going again, and we'll get another timeout, I think.
Well, again, you'd think Monroe would call one. Because down here, at least make Jackson punt it. You could get a fumbled punt, snap it over his head, anything, for a desperate offense. They're just going to let this go to the half.
looks that way. 20-0, and
wow.
You never know until the coach takes that headset off.
I mean, it's fourth down. That's shocking.
Time runs out. That's where we stand. 20-0 Vikings. Halftime here at Jackson High. We'll take 3 minutes and bring it back here and recap the first half and get things ready for the second half. Again, Jackson 20, Monroe 0 on WKHM. Online at WKHMbright.com. Bro.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Experience local military history at Michigan's Military Heritage Museum, telling the stories and honoring Michigan's service members in peace and war with exhibits ranging from pre-statehood through the War on Terror. The museum is operated on an all-volunteer basis and is always looking for items to help tell the story. Michigan's Military Heritage Museum in Jackson, near the corner of Wisner and Wildwood, open Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 to 5, and Sunday from 12 to 4. This message is brought to you by Bailey Excavating.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here as the Vikings band sounds tremendous. Theme from Rocky. I love it.
I
right now,
just run up and down the steps.
You're welcome to try. I got winded walking up one time. Of course, I was carrying a lot of weight, but the Vikings kind of look like Clubber Lang in that first Rocky fight. 20-0. Let's hope the second half doesn't look like the second fight in the rematch. But right now, the Vikings all the time there in the first half. Monroe just looks like a team that is 1-4. That is without their starting quarterback. They looked like that team. They did get a little something going at times with Richards, but that felt like a stopgap measure. And I don't know if that's going to be the thing that gets them back into this game. They're gonna need to come out right away and make something happen.
Do you think they're in the locker room right now, going, "For the first time in my life, I'm afraid"? Okay. Are we just gonna go through Rocky III?
Let's just, we could pick another one. My ring's outside.
Rocky 3 is my favorite.
Rocky 3 is your favorite?
Yep.
I think for a lot of people, like when I was a kid, that was the only one I really knew, Mr. T versus Rocky.
Yep.
That was like out then.
Unpopular to say 3, 4, 2, 1. I'm not even counting 5 or anything after that. That doesn't count, does it?
Tommy Gunn?
Okay, let's go back to football. If we get to Tommy Gunn, that's usually in the fourth quarter, not at halftime.
Yeah, right. But that, just brutal honesty, the end of that second quarter was just, it took forever. Nothing happened. A lot of penalties, most of them against Monroe. They definitely are hopefully getting an earful from the coaches to say, hey, we can't do that in the second half if you guys are entertaining any thought of coming back or even scoring tonight, you know? Vikings defense didn't look crazy great, but they looked good enough to stop this Monroe team all night. So if I hopefully in there, they're going, hey, let's keep the shutout going.
Yeah, and if we're being frank, we said this, not a lot of action. It seemed like time stood still a little bit there. So, you know, that was to us, but for the Jackson High, especially the defensive coordinator and, you know, people that want to see them get well, they probably watched that half and were kind of pumped up.
Yeah, great first half from, I say, our leader up to this point for player of the game, Quentin Rawls. Had a couple of really nice defensive plays, batted down a pass, recovered a muffed punt that could have really changed the tone of the game anyway. Instead, Jackson went on to throw a 52-yard touchdown pass to Quentin Rawls and take this 20-0 lead. And he's been the best guy on the field a lot of the time tonight. Meanwhile, Monroe, again, we mentioned Richards coming in and kind of wildcatting it. They weren't really getting anything done with Cosby at quarterback. I don't know if they'll stay with that or if we'll see a third option in the second half. Adjustments are going to be important for Monroe. And, I want to see those fans who came all the way from Monroe to watch the game get rewarded with a little nice gameplay. There were moments, but no flashes maybe, but nothing consistent for even one drive where and I think maybe that's possible if they could get away without a holding penalty or a false start or something. It's those penalties that just really grind an offense to a halt.
Yeah, and their two biggest plays by far were just Richardson dropping back to pass and I think just ad-libbing and going on his own. I don't think they were designed quarterback runs. Just think he felt under pressure, and Jackson was bringing the pressure. And again, once you get by their original pressure, everybody else was covering man, so that kind of left some field for him to roam. That's been about it.
No doubt about it. Well, let's go to the out-of-town scoreboard here and see what else we've got from around the area and beyond. So I've gotten some updates. 40-0 was our number. Columbia Central leading Vandercook Lake. That should be almost a halftime score. Thank you to GOC. Got us Northwest 14-14 tie in their game. Lumen, 14-0 lead down in Toledo. Good to see the Lumen defense holding Toledo scoreless. And we had an update from Ratch. He had Springport leading Stockbridge 14-0 when they still have 2:37 to go in the first quarter. I'm sure they're much further along in that one, but that's the scores that I've got. Got any extras?
About the Phoenix Mercury up 5-2 against the Las Vegas Aces in the first game of the WNBA Finals, in case you're wondering.
All right. Of course, Detroit Tigers moving on to the next round of the playoffs, taking on Seattle, and they're on the road Saturday, Sunday night. You'll hear those on Fox Sports 101.9 FM following MSU football Saturday and Lions football on Sunday.
Sunday seems like a fun fan day if you're a Detroit fan. You get to go from, I think it's a little 4 o'clock Lions action straight into the Tiger game Sunday evening.
Little or no delay in between. So just a good day to be a Detroit sports fan.
Which is kind of nice because those first two playoff games at 1 o'clock, you know, if you're at work, you're missing most of that or all of it.
Yeah. Thank goodness I work where I work and I got to listen to the whole game both times. Matter of fact, when they pushed that start time back for the third game, it was a bummer because I was like, wait, it's nice to get done with Talkback Jackson at about noon, eat a little lunch, and then listen to the Tigers all day. And, you know, we're all pretty big fans at work, so it's pretty much endorsed by the management too. That we need to be listening to this broadcast.
Yeah,
it's good stuff. Well, anyway, we're at the half here, 20-0 Vikings. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute commercial break. We'll get the This Week in High School Sports segment from the MHSAA, and then before you know it, it'll be time for the second half. Vikings lead it 20-0 on WKHM. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Vikings lead it.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
At Double Chiropractic and Wellness Clinic, Dr. Brad Double brings Jackson a modern approach to healing using traditional chiropractic methods and advanced computerized adjusting instrument. We deliver safe, gentle, precise care, perfect for families, seniors, even those nervous about traditional chiropractic. Patients across Jackson are getting their lives back, free from pain, free to move, free to live. Isn't it your turn? Call Double Chiropractic today, because when your spine works better, your whole life works better. Double Chiropractic, and I'm Dr. Brad Double, healing Jackson one spine at a time, where Jackson goes to feel better, move better, and live better.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
Applications for the Scholar Athlete Award are now being accepted, and boys soccer postseason play kicks off with the district round next week. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. There have been many changes throughout the history of the MHSAA. New sports have been added. Rules change. But one thing you can count on year after year is the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award presented by Farm Bureau Insurance. This is the 37th year of working with Farm Bureau on these awards. Since the 1988-89 school year, Farm Bureau has handed out more than $1 million in scholarships for the Scholar Athlete Award. Seniors with an unrounded 3.5 or better grade point average who have earned at least one varsity letter in an MHSAA-sponsored sport are eligible to apply. Ultimately, 32 student-athletes will be selected to receive $2,000 college scholarships. Applications are now being accepted for the award. Everything you need to apply can be found online at MHSAA.com, and the application deadline is at 4 p.m. on Friday, December 5th. Finalists will be announced in late January. The scholarship winners will be announced throughout the month of February, and the scholarship winners will be honored during the boys' basketball finals at the Breslin Center in East Lansing in March. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Adrian kicker Zach Hassan. He drilled a 37-yard field goal as time expired to give Adrian a 3-0 win over Ypsilanti Lincoln. The win moves Adrian to 4-1 and gives Lincoln their first loss of the year. Kingsford junior Gage Sorensen also booted home a game-winning field goal, this from 23 yards with 33 seconds left, which gave Kingsford a 17-15 win over Calumet. And in eight-player football, Norway did not need a last-second field goal to knock off Pickford. After losing to Pickford each of the past 3 years, Norway defeated the Panthers 44-6, improving to 5-0.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the pitch today for a field hockey you make the call. During the execution of a penalty corner, the defending goalkeeper is struck on the hand and cannot continue. How is play resumed? Allow a properly equipped goalkeeper to substitute? Disallow any substitution. The injured goalkeeper must remain in the game. The defending team shall forfeit. If you said to allow the substitution, you are correct. According to the rules, a goalkeeper substitution is permitted during a penalty corner in the event of injury or suspension. Once the new goalkeeper is ready, resume play with the continuation of the penalty corner. Field players, however, may not substitute until the penalty corner has been completed. This ensures proper game flow while prioritizing player safety.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register.
Postseason play is upon us. Boys soccer districts will get started on Wednesday, October 8th. The brackets for each of the four divisions were released on Sunday, and each district is seeded using the Michigan Power Rating. Brackets and team info is all available at MHSAA.com. 16 district winners in each division will advance to regionals, which start October 21st. Two rounds of regionals will get us to the semifinals on Wednesday, October 29th. And all four finals are on Saturday, November 1st, hosted at Grand Ledge High School. Division 4 will kick us off at 10 a.m., followed by Division 3 at 12:30, Division 2 at 3:30, and the day ends with Division 1 starting at 6 p.m. Muskegon Western Michigan Christian will be out to win a fourth straight D4 title. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep is set to defend its D3 title. Warren De La Salle Collegiate captured the Division II title last year, and Rochester Adams is looking to win its third Division I title in 4 years. Tickets for the soccer postseason can be purchased at gofan.co, and you can watch on the NFHS network. A subscription is just $13.99 a month or $79.99 for the year. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Good morning, Jackson. This fall, the only thing sweeter than candy corn is finding your dream home.
Don't be worried. The market isn't haunted.
With Corionate Real Estate, it's all treats, like expert advice, staging, and strategy. We're the full-size candy bars.
Don't be spooked by rates or headlines. We've got you covered.
We're Corionate Real Estate.
With the Brokerage House, making your next move your best move. Call us today at 517-788-8733.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our members
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. Vikings lead it 20-0, and we're not even sure how much time we have until the second half starts. The clock issue or something here with the scoreboard, so we'll stick around until we can figure out what time we do have left. I did get a slew of score updates, and I'm pleased to have them. Lumen Christi, 14-0 lead against Toledo St. Francis at the half. Jackson, obviously here, 20-0. Northwest leading Berkeley, 22-21.
As in Cal?
Leslie, 23-8 lead over Manchester. Springport's opened up a 46-0 advantage over Stockbridge. Whew. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep 14, Oak Park 13. And a final score, Traverse City St. Francis 20, Boyne City 13. It's about as many scores as I could come up with. I appreciate both Greg O'Connor and Tom Ratchford for sitting along what they have. Of course, from our K105.3 broadcast, it was 40-0, Columbia Central leading over Vandercook Lake. So that one's probably all said and done pretty early tonight for the K105.3 guys.
I know we're used to getting a Cardinal update from our Michigan Center buddies. They're on bye week this week.
Yeah, is that the East Jackson forfeit? So taking the night off, actually, I know one of the coaches was going to the music store tonight.
Okay.
I was a little envious. Envious in a lot of ways. Sammy Kershaw tonight at the Michigan Theater. Pretty cool. Would have been cool to go to that, but of course, we love our high school football here, and it's good to see Jackson open up a 20-0 lead and be in control of this one right now, and coming out of the locker room and not feeling like they've got to do something special. What they really need to do is keep going, continue to the defensive intensity, and the offense, I think, can take care of itself. I think I look for Quentin Rawls a couple more times.
It's funny because you and I are, we're just football and high school sports fans. Mm-hmm. And we do, as you said, you know, if we're doing a Jackson Monroe game, we're rooting for Jackson. Mm-hmm. We're usually pretty impartial, but we always root for a good game. This game, unless you are a Jackson coach that's been looking for the defense to step up,
yeah,
or just, you know, I mean, I guess if you're a Jackson fan and it's 20-0, you're happy about that. But as just a football fan and wanting to see a good game and good action, this game has been lacking a little bit for that. There's been a lot of penalties, a lot of just marching backwards, clock stoppages for no great reason. Like, there just hasn't been a good flow. And so maybe we'll get a little better action for our listeners' sake, too.
What I like, I'm curious to see what Monroe does, how they come out, what kind of energy they have. Is this a team that thinks they can turn this around and make it a, you know, make it a game and get themselves back into it, or it is a team that's kind of, they feel like they're defeated and they're not, right now the body language doesn't look great for them warming up down on the field. Jackson seems a little more energized, a little more anxious to get out there and get going again. And so we'll see if Monroe can kind of it doesn't mean because they're not jumping around and excited, but maybe they're, you know, we've seen that be that kind of low key energy is also sometimes concentration and committedness, so they're not energetic and bouncing around because they really know what they need to do and they know the task is going to be tough overcoming a 3-score deficit. As the scoreboard goes dark down on the end, that might have to be the repair plan that I would have said. Did you try unplugging it and plugging it back in? We want to get it working again.
Yep, that's how I fix my TV every time.
Well, scoreboard is off, but we're ready to get kickoff going again here. So the Vikings will kick off to Monroe. Chance for the Trojans to get back into this with the first possession of the second half.
And Steve, while you were talking, I was listening to the PA. He said there are some technical difficulties. They're going to keep score and time on the field, which for our listeners, I guess we're just going to have to maybe catch a PA address update or something.
Yeah, this all, it almost looks as though they've decided the scoreboard's not going to work. It's such a shame, too. We love the new technology. They got the digital scoreboard with the video capabilities and all the prettiness, but that also sets you up with an opportunity for a technical difficulty to rise up. And so we'll do the best we can to keep you updated on what score or what time is remaining. I guess I'm not going to try to start and stop a running clock here throughout the second half. So 8:31, 20-0 Vikings. I don't know if the officials even... You think they're down there playing bubblegum?
Yeah, to see who has it. Yeah. They're like, hey, Jimmy, you've done the least. You're keeping the time. He's like, oh, man. My phone's almost dead. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do here. And as you said, this is definitely the nicest scoreboard in town, too, yeah, at the Dungy Field, or, as I like to call it, the house that Drummond built.
Bubblegum in a dish. How many pieces do you wish? Not it. No, I don't know. I don't know how they handle this exactly, but they don't know. They don't seem to be quite certain of it either as they work it out near the Vikings logo at midfield.
One thing I am certain of, that neither you or I are capable of trying to do double duty of both talking, working the equipment, and keeping the time.
Well, it worked out for us for you to catch what the announcer was saying, but I didn't like the way you said, while you were talking, I was listening to something else. That just feels like you're just ignoring me.
While you were blabbering about something.
Blabbering on nothing.
Oh, boy.
Some
that's
of you
not
here
true. Was
something of importance.
You know I hold you to the highest level of
baloney. Couldn't even you didn't even have it ready. I
did.
What can I make up to
I
say
did.
Right
yeah,
now?
I was trying to think of what I could say, what kind of bull crap I could.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
It's a load of BC. No, the officials are off the field to the sideline for safety. Three return men deep for Monroe, and it doesn't matter. They're just going to kick it right to Bacon there at the 24. They right. did it every time so far.
Get ready, Bacon.
If it was Bacon, he'd never drop it instead of a football. It is a pigskin, so it's akin to Bacon, right? It's adjacent to Bacon. It goes his direction, but he lets it go over his head. Bounces, picked up at the 15, and still on his feet on the
reverse.
Oh, slips a tackle at the sideline, still on his feet and running. Touchdown, Monroe. Can you believe it? Ran a little reverse play on the kickoff. And we saw that speed in the first half and a touchdown get called back. But this time, I don't see a flag or anything in Monroe. Shocking us out of the locker room with an extra kick return for a touchdown. 20-6.
Julian Espinoza. And he did look flashy.
Who'd you have on that?
Oh, I said Julian Espinoza. That's Zamir Austin, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
Zamir Austin, to make sure we were on the same page there. Austin showing some speed, long strider there. Good length and got the sideline and had one guy really had a chance to get him, and he got past him, and it was just a sprint, and he looked like a world-class sprinter out the sideline and into the end zone. So,
and that guy that he got past also just now coming off the field with, but again, on his own power.
Yeah, just slow to get up. And
that Worthy? Jacob Worthy?
It's, again, a situation. Like we said, the jerseys get scrunched up. An 8 looks like 9. 6 can look like an 8. In this case, I think that's who it is. So we will get the player off the field. And extra point try here for Monroe, who with a blackened out scoreboard and an uncertainty of the clock or the score.
By the way, as the injured player gets closer to us, I think that is 9 and not 8, so Caleb Gibbs.
Yep, Gibbs. And it looks like seemingly cramp treatment, getting him hydrated even as he walks to the sideline and gets stretched out and have a chance to go back out there. Extra point. Snap is kind of low. The hold is no good, and that's not going to count. 20-6 where we stand. Touchdown still brought to you by Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Back in 30 seconds with a kickoff on WKHM. By Aspen One Hour Heating and Air.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and fresh off the touchdown here from Monroe, they'll kick off. And I'll tell you what, if you're Monroe with nothing to lose, how about a surprise onside kick right here?
Yeah, why not? You just pulled out the reverse on the kickoff.
Let's do all the fun stuff. Change our mind about the excitement in the game. It's a little quiet here on the Jackson bleachers after that. No, let's be honest, it's still a little quiet over in the Monroe bleachers, you can tell from here.
But the way they're huddling up here and the way that ball's sitting on that tee, Steve, I think you might be right.
No, they're huddling back up.
Which, if you're Jackson, that has to put you on high alert.
Yep, and you can see them kind of getting yelled at from the sideline and looking at one another to kind of be ready.
Yeah. Although they have scored not many touchdowns on the year, maybe this kickoff unit is like, hey, what do we do here? They're like, come on, guys, just like we do at the beginning of each game.
And
never seen so much time.
Yeah, we already took our break. A lot of times we're hustling back from even the 30-second break.
You know what it is? I think the officials are discussing the time. Since there's no clock, they're making sure they're getting the time correct. They're
on the same page here.
We can guess.
Are they efforting to get us restoration to the scoreboard, or I don't know. I don't see anyone over there working.
Greg Marsh is probably already at home in front of the TV watching the Golf Channel.
I did see him earlier, but I don't see him now.
Speaking of that, and Jackson High workers, let's give it. Last week I was disparaging towards Ben's golf game, and he shot a 39 today.
Oh, they do an onside kick try. It doesn't go 10 yards, so they can't get it, and Jackson recovers at the Monroe 48. So we got an onside kick attempt. It just didn't quite go far enough.
And here I'm talking about Ben's 39 during the onside kick. That's bad. That's bad announcing of me.
It was the least exciting onside kick.
No, it was. I mean, when it traveled 6 yards, didn't even get close.
I think they had eight. It got to 8 yards. But the Vikings have it. First and 10, 48-yard line in Monroe territory. Shotgun here. Davis in the backfield. Two receivers, one on each side. Look to go handoff, and it was going right. He turns it back in the middle of the field. Dunklin bounces off a tackle. Now a pile. Rugby scrum. Pushing forward a little bit. He'll get 6 yards on first down. Second and 4 for the Vikings from their opponent's 42-yard line.
Yeah, Dunklin is flashing speed now, showing some power, carrying that pile with him. Go ahead.
Oh, no, nothing. Here we go. Second down, 4 yards. Davis in the backfield. In motion. Gives to the sweep player. Can't get the edge. Good defensive play there on the end. Making the tackle for Monroe. And Tanner Collette. Handoff went to Kai Estwick, and he was brought down for a loss. Takes it back to 3rd and 9.
Yeah, Collette's been kind of a lone bright spot on that Monroe defense tonight. We have called his name a few times. Well, you don't want to give a team that's been struggling any reason to be hyped. And the kickoff return, and now a quick
potential defensive stop.
Three and out, that would do it.
I think we'll see some positive yardage out of the Vikings here. It's Davis rolling out, looking to throw. Gives it to the sideline. 50, 45, 40. Brought down short of the line to gain, but a nice gain on 3rd and 9. They're going to give him 7 yards. It'll be 4th and 2 from the 40-yard line. And Jaden Potts makes the catch in the run after. Just a sideways throw over to the sideline, and nobody was there to stop him.
Yeah, you talk about soft cushions. Was there anybody within 15 yards? I think Potts was surprised how open he was.
Yeah, and I kind of a bad spot on the tackle, but 4th and 2 here from the 40. And, of course, the Jackson Viking offense will stay on. There's still a chance for Monroe to, like you said, get energized with a stop. Davis out of the backfield. And fakes it to Dunklin. End around. They're going to get the line to gain. That's worthy. Still on his feet. In and out of traffic to the 20. Turns it back inside of the 15. Much more than the 2 yards they needed. And that is Jacob Worthy down to the 15-yard line for the Vikings. Huge gain on 4th down, 1st and 10 from the 15 in the red zone for the Vikings offense.
Worthy showing his slipperiness. They're making a couple people miss. Well blocked, however.
Oh, a little excitement on the scoreboard for a moment. We had an IP address pop up.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we'll get back up and running. Davis. QB keep. Getting to the edge. Sweeps it over to the 6-yard line where he's stopped. Good enough for about 8 yards on 1st down, 2nd and 2 for the Vikings.
Vikings have had a lot of success popping things outside. Well, to be fair, they haven't gone inside too often.
20-6 they lead right now, but on the drive down to the 7-yard line is where they'll officially spot. Davis Dunkel in the backfield. Hands off. High snap, but he gets it down. And first down distance there, 1st and goal for the Vikings, and that should be about the 4-yard line. Give him the 3. Nice spot for the Vikings, and 3 yards to gain for a touchdown here for Jackson High. Again, Kenyon Dunklin on the carry.
Dunklin with already 2 touchdown yard runs, 1 of 31, 1 of about 11. You just calling Davis's number here? Get Dunklin blocking and have Davis follow him?
It's been a good play. They've run a little bit of trickery. They like to run that sweep down here. Unlike their two-point tries. Davis does keep, looks for a spot in the middle of the line, dives for the end zone. It looks like they stopped him just short. So it'll be second and goal from the one-yard line, maybe even inside. That was just, let's not risk handing it off.
Yep. Follow Dunklin.
Yep. Second and goal, one-yard line here for the Vikings. Chance to get that lead back to pre-halftime at 20 points. Giving up a kick return touchdown to Monroe to start the second half. Now looking to respond with a touchdown of their own. Davis bounces outside. Splits the defenders at the goal line into the touchdown. And put the Vikings back on the scoreboard. Touchdown for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. And Jackson leads it 26-6. They'll have a chance at the two-point try.
Right now, Jackson just 1-for-3 on these attempts. So if you feel like this game is out of hand and you would, they're going to actually give this kick a chance. This is the first time we've seen Jackson try to kick an extra one, for sure today.
Kick attempt. Hold, snap was a little high, hold is, and that's blocked. Loose on the field. And that'll do it for us there on the attempt. Just really well defended. Now we maybe see why Jackson doesn't attempt a ton of those.
That might be the last one we see.
Let's take a 30-second break. We'll kick it off again when we come back. 26-6 Vikings. I don't know how much time there is on WKHM. Back.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24-7, from compact to industrial, and for a limited time. All Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street, off I-94.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Deep oil, Brian Haynes in the third quarter here. Jackson gives up the special teams touchdown, but marches down and scores a touchdown of their own. 26-6 is our score. And the Vikings will kick it off again.
And if you happen to just be tuning in and you want to know how much time's left and you hadn't been listening, we're having some clock issues. There is no clock, so we're just going to guess. I guessed around 7:45. You guessed a little more.
There's a little action on the scoreboard, maybe.
A couple
almost
of light
like
bulbs.
A loading up. Yeah, like a load screen.
Yep.
No link. I don't think it's communicating with the booth. Squib kick. Picked up at the 33 and dropping down with the safe recovery there. The offense will get back out on the field for Monroe. Now they have the special teams TD. Their offense has not gotten into the end zone yet. That was Malachi Threet with the recovery. First and 10, Trojans from the 33.
That's when you're Malachi. If you catch that, you got to run just because you know you might not get too many opportunities. Go pad a couple yards onto your stat line.
Imagine what a hero you'd be if you broke one for a touchdown, Malachi. I'll have a talk with him. Coaches won't like it, but am I trying to impress the Monroe coaches? And Richards back to throw. Waits a moment, picks his spot to run. Little juke move at the 40, down to the 42-yard line. Big hole there for him. And Jackson's going to have to figure out that. How do we cover but not let him go run wild on us for a minute? That's been their game plan here late in the first half and now to start the second half. Second down and 9 from the 42-yard line for Monroe.
And Monroe is never sending out more than one or two receivers at that. If I hear Jackson, you could have one or two spies and just take your chances. I mean, you have not seen them hurt him with his arm yet.
No. Two receivers right and one to the left here. Richards takes the snap, hands off to Snavely. He's going to get the line to gain. First and 10 now for Monroe at the 45, 46-yard line.
Ty Estwick with a nice little tackle. We talk about some of the kind of misformed tackles. That was good form there.
Yeah. They do hold that at the 45 left hash as the Trojans come to the line. Red helmets. Sophomore Richards come in to replace Cosby, a quarterback in late first half. Similar formation here out of the shotgun. They go to Snavely again. Looking to get the edge. Cuts past the defender to the 50. We'll get a flag coming in where a block was taking place. He did get past midfield to the 49 on first down, but I don't know. I think that might come back against Monroe for a block in the back.
I think you're right.
Again, we're uncertain of time remaining here. The score is 26-6. We have that written down.
It is the third quarter. We can tell you that. Quarter. Guessing about halfway through, maybe a little more.
Yep. We'll get a holding call against Monroe, so undoing whatever offensive gains they've had so far. We saw that happen in the first half, too, where they got great starting field position, went forward a little bit, moved back a little bit with some penalties, and ended up with net minus 3 yards and a turnover on downs. In this case, it's first and 20 with the holding call. Richards in the backfield. There is a wing player right there, but now they do give to Snavely. He cuts it into the middle of the line, spins away from a defender, and he goes down after a 2 yard gain. Second and 18.
Something a little wild to me, Steve, is we watched Zamir Austin run down that sideline in a just looking fast. And he's trotting on the field right now, but we've not seen him get the ball, I don't believe, in any capacity other than that.
He did. Well, he made that one catch. It was whatever it was, third and 35, and he caught it and was able to kind of run around and took it to the end zone, but it was called back on a penalty. Other than that, yeah, I'd be looking to try to get him something on the full run.
Nobody's
like, we had an uncovered receiver on it right now, and Richards can't find him. He's still standing by himself out there, and he's going to regret that when nobody really stepped up to cover him. He was all alone, and you could see his frustration there. Bring up third down and 18 now for Monroe. And he's going to go in there. If I'm him, I'm going in there and going, hey, they weren't even covering you, man.
Which usually no receiver ever thinks they're being covered well. But that time, truly nobody was covering.
And then once Richards tried to escape the pocket to the right, it would have been back across the field. So it would have been a really difficult throw. Flag on the play where we would expect a false start perhaps, but maybe offsides. Although, with Monroe involved, I'm betting it's against them.
And if Austin talked Richards into thinking he's open, he better think again because he's got Davis on him now.
Davis has an interception already in this game.
He's sticky.
On Richards.
He is sticky.
So third down and 23. Shotgun Richards. And looking to throw. Escaping now. Pulls it down to run. 35, 37. And he's pulled down there. So we'll bring up a fourth down at about 18. And that'll likely bring a punt from Monroe.
Yeah, Jackson learning from that first third and long where they brought a lot of people and Richards kind of got by the original wave and had a lot of green grass in front of him, or turf in this case.
Score update, Berkeley now leading Northwest 37-30 with 11:04 to play in that one. Northwest with a come-from-behind victory last week. They'll have to do it again. Lumen still leading Toledo St. Francis with just 8:30 remaining, holding them to a shutout right now. Punt here. Gets away just over the outstretched arms of a Jackson defender. Bounces and takes a Monroe roll to the 35, to the 33. And they'll touch it down there. First and 10 for the Vikings from their own 33-yard line.
I mean, got to be getting close to the third period being over.
That just sounds like optimism, bro. 26-6 Vikings. Both teams have scored once here in the second half. Vikings get the football back. Scored on their last possession. And they break the huddle, coming to the line of scrimmage. Davis has done a nice job at quarterback most of the night. He did throw one pick earlier in the game. Most of his throwing has been controlled. Hands off to Dunklin. And he picks the defense up to the 45. To the 40. And he stopped, and that's where they'll mark it, right at the 40-yard line. Second down and three.
Dunklin's been solid today.
That's been kind of the second half right now. We haven't seen those passing plays like we were seeing a lot in the first half. Dunklin looking for a lane. Can't find really a hole to go through. He gets 2 yards anyway. Make it third and one for the Vikings. He was just, you could see him kind of, where's that hole? There was no hole, and so he just kind of leaned in, got what he could get, and it'll bring up third and short for the Vikings. Of course, they likely have two plays to get the line to gain here, as long as they don't lose crazy yardage here on third down.
It's kind of been their MO in this situation to just let Davis keep it and follow Dunklin as a kind of his lead blocker.
Out of the shotgun, Davis takes it, follows Dunklin. Didn't get there, though. Stopped for no gain, maybe 2-3 inches. Literally, that looks like he moved up a couple inches. Fourth down for the Vikings. Shy of midfield at their own 42-yard line. 43 is the line to gain. Not sure of the time.
I can't blame Coach Parker for running that play in that third and short situation, especially knowing that you probably have two cracks at it.
Right. That's almost precisely what we expected. That was the play they ran down on the goal line on first and goal from the three. Kind of the same play there. We'll see what we do here on fourth down and one. Hands off to Dunklin. Tries to cut it outside, turns it up, got the distance he needed. Not much more. Shy of the 45, but the 44 gives him a first down. And Vikings offense can stay on the field as they move the chains.
Sometimes we give the offensive line the credit. That one was more Dunklin than the line. He had to make a man miss. He worked pretty hard individually for that 3 yards.
Yeah, at least on this possession, it looks like Monroe's doing a good job of closing down those running lanes. And we'll see if they can maintain or if Jackson will buck up and get themselves some extra yardage here. First and 10, 44-yard line. Davis and Dunklin. Gives to Dunklin. Goes to the right side and stop for no gain. Penetration and tackle by Monroe.
That going to be it for the third period? I think so.
So it is. 26-6 Vikings. Let's take a 60-second commercial break. Fourth quarter coming up on WKHM.
Experience local military history at Michigan's Military Heritage Museum, telling the stories and honoring Michigan's service members in peace and war, with exhibits ranging from pre-statehood through the War on Terror. The museum is operated on an all-volunteer basis and is always looking for items to help tell the story. Michigan's Military Heritage Museum in Jackson, near the corner of Wisner and Wildwood, open Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 to 5, and Sunday from 12 to 4. This message is brought to you by Bailey Excavating.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
All right, Vikings line up, going right to left on your radio dial. Second down and 8 from the 46. Rolling out to throw is Davis. Now he's going to pull down and run, has to escape. Wow, he hit it. Somebody hit him at the 45 and bounced him down to the 47-yard line. He was at the 48 easily. Just a 3-yard bump off of that tackler. He knocked him down, but gave him a little gain.
Yeah, that looked like a pinball.
Third down and 7 here for Jackson High. And the Vikings have gotten in these third down situations on this drive. Yeah, just, you know, they've been a lot more conservative with their play calling, and Monroe's been able to shut down running lanes and keep them from breaking out with those chunk gains that they were getting from Dunklin and Davis in the first half.
Is this Quentin Rawls time?
Rolling out to throw. Looking downfield, Davis lets it go. He's got one-on-one down there with Worthy. Had a step on his guy. Throws a little bit too long. Incomplete.
Looked like that defender had an arm on Worthy, like just holding
him. Slowing him down. No call out there. Incomplete pass. Fourth down for the Vikings. Fourth and 7, and we might get a Viking punt here. Looks like that is what's going to happen. Again, we're without a scoreboard. Technical issues going on down there. I continue to see lights flashing here and there. Optimistic that we might get at least a countdown for the game. 26-6 lead for the Vikings, and we just began the fourth quarter. Clock stoppage there on the incomplete pass. We'll get it going here again with a punt. Kicker standing there in the 35 for the Vikings. Snap is good. Nearly blocked, but he gets it in between two defenders. Bounces and goes to Jackson. Bounces toward the sideline and goes out at the 28-yard line, and that's where Monroe will take over first and 10. Trailing 26-6. Again, their offense has not been able to score. It was only a special teams touchdown and a kick return.
Tell you what, they've almost been close to blocking a couple Jackson punts. Jackson's punted twice, and both times very close.
Yeah, I think both teams have had blocked extra points. And both of their punters have been under duress the last couple times they've had to kick it away. So, I don't know if both offensive lines are failing to keep those defenders away or win that trench battle.
Like we've seen a plethora of block kicks in the NFL this year already.
And so the football at the 28-yard line, a timeout from the Vikings. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second commercial break on the timeout. We'll be back with more the fourth quarter on WKHM next. 30-second commercial.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
All right, out of the timeout, Vikings defense getting set, leading 26-6. Monroe Richards in the shotgun. He's got a couple backs, and now Bacon's going to go to the end position. Snavely in the backfield, coming across the formation. Jet sweep, handoff there. Turns the corner, spins away from the defense. Look at another flag coming in on what probably is going to be a hold as he battles his way ahead for about 14 yards, but it's coming back likely. So we got a Jackson player down holding his stomach. And a couple of flags coming in that looks like another likely hold call against Monroe. And that seems like it's been every time they get a good gain, it comes back on a holding call.
Yeah. And the Jackson player down is double cramped. Both legs up.
Seems uncomfortable.
You know, the Jackson High defense still has the ability to say they have pitched a shutout. So that's still a big thing. Keep the other team out of it. I know Monroe has 6 points, but that came on a kick return.
10 yards back against the Trojans, and the flags got, they got it at the 32, so it's 10 yards from the spot. So it'll go back to the 22, and it'll be first down and about 18. Again, if you're just joining us, we're without a scoreboard here due to some technical difficulties. We'll call it first and 17 from the 22-yard line for Monroe. Time ticking away here in the fourth quarter. They trail 26-6, we think.
Maybe
the clock stopped currently.
I'm going to guess there's 10 minutes left in the game. So what are you thinking? Is that number six?
Who?
Or five. Coming out for Jackson there.
Oh, I didn't
see. The cramped man.
That's five.
Nope, six. Braden Claiborne.
Here we go. Shotgun, empty backfield, and Richards just takes off immediately. Designed run play there, almost near the original line of scrimmage. And another near dust up on the field there is... That was Bacon and Rawls. Just a little blocking battle in the secondary. Second down and 10 for Monroe. Richards going to get the play call from the sideline.
Hey, some of the quarterback, high school quarterbacks wish there was something more efficient than that. Especially if you're a running quarterback and in between plays you're still running.
And with some motion, a timeout from the sideline. I don't think Monroe was confident in the play call there. Let's take 60 seconds. We'll be back with the play. Second down and 10. 26-6 Vikings lead on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
A reverse play here by Monroe on 2nd and 10, and they carry it into Viking territory. Bacon gets the edge and sprints the sideline, knocked out of bounds at the 42-yard line, 1st and 10 for Monroe, and no holding penalty.
I was just going to say, shockingly... clean.
Richards out of the shotgun again. Play call gives a Snavely. No, keeps. Pulls out just in time. Trying to get the edge. Good job by the Vikings to not let him get there. And so he stopped for no gain. 2nd and 10 again for Monroe. Richards just keeping that. And if he doesn't pull it out, that's a loss. So actually that 2 yards that he got back to the line of scrimmage was worth it. 26-6 they trail. And as we assume the clock is ticking away here on time for Monroe on this would-be comeback attempt. 26-6, and they are in Viking territory here. 2nd and 10 from the right hash, the 42.
By the way, that was Rawls again on a tackle.
He's building up that resume. Another jet sweep, trying to get the edge, turns it upfield, picks through the defense, cuts to the middle, still on his feet, out to the 25-20. And brought down from behind. And they carry that all the way up to the 12-yard line. No, the spot's not going to be that good at the 13. But still a really nice gain on the carry there for Monroe. And that was Espinoza.
And that looked good. They've looked good a couple times in those. They just have had holding calls.
Yeah.
If it's not for Blake Bracey bringing him down, I think he's in the end zone.
First and 10 from the 13 in Viking territory, 26-6. Monroe trails. Feeling a little bit of energy here from the offense. They hand off another jet sweep. That one was bobbled a little, and the Vikings are able to jump right in and bring him down for a loss. So second and 14 now for Monroe.
We've seen that Monroe runner bobble the handoffs a few times now.
It's been a while since we had it, but it happened a lot in that first quarter, the first couple possessions. They settled in a little bit here, or they didn't hand it off as much as Richards was just keeping it a lot.
Yeah.
But that one cost him a few yards, second and 14. 16-yard line. Snap to Richards. Fakes it, now rolls away and has a defender in his face immediately. We get a flag coming right in. And that may be a holding and a loss on the run. We'll get a decline penalty maybe, bringing up third and about 18. Great penetration blitz call perhaps from the Vikings as Richards faked the handoff and rolled away from the defender. There's another one waiting for him when he turned and faced.
I was trying to see who that was. I know the play before it was Tayshawn Smith-Grove made the tackle.
And another hold against Monroe is the call. 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which was at the... You got about the 18, so...
I kind of thought what you thought. I thought after getting him for a couple-yard loss, they might just go ahead and make it third and long.
Yeah. Instead, it's second and pretty long, but I don't know what the scoreboard thinks it is because we don't have one, but... It's at the 27-yard line. The line to gain is at the 5. You can do the math. Back to throw. Richards looking. Got a guy and misunderstanding. And there they did look to the speedy Austin. He turned the route in, and Richards threw the route to the corner. Just one-on-one coverage, and I like Austin's odds of coming up with something on that like that on that play. Just a misunderstanding on what the route was going to do. Third down and about 25 or so.
You got him one-on-one. No. Oh, but Jackson just dropped a corner.
Richards looking to throw again. This time he pulls down to run. In open field, cuts it inside. Brought down from behind, down to the 15. So they're still short of that initial line of scrimmage, but something manageable from the 15. You got a chance to run a fourth down play here. Maybe make a dent into this Jackson lead, 26-6, and we're somewhere near the halfway point in the fourth quarter. I can't believe there's still time left over at that Columbia Central game. Richards rolls out, throws the end zone all alone, and made the catch. How did he get so open?
Wow, there was definitely a misassignment there.
Kind of a thought that Richards might try to run, and so maybe they bail to come help with the tackle, but he stayed behind the line of scrimmage, made the throw. Touchdown, Monroe.
Davian Davis.
We haven't really called his name all day.
No.
But he stayed on the route, continued to be open, and it's 26-12 with an extra point attempt coming for Monroe. And that looks like the offense staying out. Richard's going to come in with a play, so we might see a two-point play here. Which we could cut the lead to 12. Still two-score lead for Jackson, and we don't know how much time left exactly, but it can't be that much. We might see another onside kick try here from Monroe. And now we get a flag coming in. False start. That hurts here. Two-point attempt.
But and usually high school kickers aren't going to, they're not going to say, okay, let's just kick it.
Right.
So they're still probably go for two.
This makes it a tougher play.
Well, whatever play they just ran where Damian Davis just appeared.
Yeah, can you do that again? Austin in motion, takes off one-on-one in the corner, throws up, and just short. You saw the play call running kind of an inside-out route there for Austin to the corner. Throw is bad, under pressure, incomplete. And so we'll get another kickoff from Monroe. And it's 26-12, Jackson. Let's see what other scores I can get here.
Steve, while you're looking, we don't have a scoreboard here tonight in the second half. So we're just guessing. We know the score is 26-12. The time, we're guessing somewhere between 6 and 7 minutes to go in the game.
Yep. Out-of-town update, Lumen Christi down in Toledo, St. Francis, 14-7 with just a little over a minute left. So Lumen looking to hold on there. Toledo, St. Francis hoping to get something crazy to happen in the late moments of that game. 60-13, Columbia Central. And they had just a couple minutes left in the fourth, maybe over at this point. So Columbia Central will hold on to beat Vandercook Lake.
You'd think with that running clock, that has to be long over.
Yeah, can't believe that wasn't, I just got that not that long ago. I thought that'd been over a while ago.
This one will get over sometime, we're just not sure when.
There's a tricky onside kick attempt. Monroe has it, but a flag comes out. Big hit there.
Yeah, one of the Jackson upmen just got trucked, and a flag came out immediately.
Curious, though. Well, they came out of, like, the huddle, and surprise, it's time for an onside kick. It got the 10-yard roll, and they recovered it. So I don't know what the call is going to be here.
Yeah, that's well executed. I don't know if there's some kind of, again, we talk about this every week. There's
right.
always some odd high school rule, kind of obscure things that we might not even be aware of. And I don't know if there's
sort of
like
defenseless
player. Yeah, yeah. Because he definitely got hit hard.
It was kind of pandemonium. Uncertainty there. And the ball was loose. Monroe excited to have recovered it. But I don't, and we've got a guy standing on the spot, I think would be at the 49 in Jackson territory if it stood up. The conference has ended. And the white hat, false start against Monroe. So they couldn't be set and still do that somehow. And now we might get some argument from the Monroe coaching staff. We have a Monroe player down currently over there on the other sideline or near it at the 50, the big zero by the 50.
And that's obviously a play that Monroe has, you know, done in practice and prepared for, but it's something like we haven't seen. They're kind of huddled up, and all of a sudden, boom, the kick was coming. So I don't know in that huddle if they didn't have the proper people online or if somebody left a little early.
So we'll get another onside try, perhaps. And again, they came out of the huddle. Does that count as they were set? You know, I don't
yeah,
know
that's
what the logic is behind trying to do that. And you can see the kicker with his hand up in the air like this is them being set. They clap, and there they go. It's not going to go 10 yards, though. He tried to wave it to that extra yard and a half that it needed. So it falls dead at the 38.5 yard line, and they can't get it to go 10 yards to get the onside kick to work. But they tried to play again, and this time, no luck.
And again, why not? Down 26-12. Somewhere around 6 minutes to go.
It's a final now in Toledo. Lumen Christi 14, Toledo St. Francis 7. Titans, I think, now head to Traverse City, St. Francis next week.
A couple weeks of St. Francis games.
Yeah. I'd have to look more closely. I don't know if that is there. They got two more games and then the CHSL Bowl. Hand off to Dunklin on first down. Cuts into the line inside the tackle. Gets about two on the carry to the 37. Second down and eight for the Vikings. Clock undetermined. So we don't know how much time we have left, but we do know it's 26-12 Vikings.
And in a game that seems like Jackson is just dominated, like this does not feel, we mentioned it's been kind of just a tough game to watch, a ton of penalties on Monroe, but boy, they're still only up 14 points.
Yeah.
They got to take care of the ball here.
Second and eight, Davis take, oh no, we got a new guy taking snaps. Runs to the right, escapes and starts to go back to the left, and he'll get dropped, and it's Estwick who took that snap.
Okay, I see Davis coming back in now. Kylan Davis, the sophomore, by the way.
I was going to say, I thought I saw somebody on the, somebody with no jersey getting like taped up on their shoulder on the sideline. I don't believe it was Davis, but could have been. It does look like maybe he's got a wrap on his left arm, and he's favoring it right now a little bit as he comes out, but he's going to get in there and play quarterback. Dunklin out there with him. 26-12 lead. And it's third down and 10. And Davis doesn't take the snap. He takes the handoff. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was Davis. Jeez.
Well, again, the two and the five scrunched up. I get it.
It's the sideways look, and they have this, like a similar. I was looking at the arm. So nowhere to go on that one. Lose a yard. It's on the 40. It's fourth down 11, and the Vikings will punt again. And again, some of these punts have been in danger of being blocked. So that could be a massive special teams play for Monroe.
We've already seen one kick return.
Thank you for the update. Titans are at home with Newmarket Huron Heights, which is a Canadian team. Kick is away. Bounces and runs, and looks like it might get to the end zone. No, they stopped it. On the one-yard line.
Good coverage.
Wow, what a punt and what coverage, yeah. The return guy decided to let it go by. It looked like it was headed like a bullet to the end zone, and then just coming in and diving and keeping it from getting into the end zone, and it's not on the one-yard line. It's on the one-foot line. Oh, but yeah, Lumen plays a 5-0 Canadian team next week, and then Traverse City. So the gauntlet of Lumen competition continues.
They'll be ready for the playoffs. Playoffs are going to seem easy.
Yeah.
For the first three or four
rounds.
They
look that way, and although they might do something that they haven't had to do in a while and have some road playoff games. All right. First and 10 from their own 1 yard line. And looking to throw is Richards. Quick out. Caught Espinoza, and he's not going to go much of anywhere. 2 yard line. Second and 9. We don't know what the clock is at this point with the scoreboard off, but we're seeing time run out in the second half. And look, as I said that, we had a little bit of life on the scoreboard there.
Yeah, we could use it.
Second and 9. From the 2. Richard's going to throw again. Let's one go on to the left side. There's a step for Austin. Makes the catch. Trying to break a tackle. He will get brought down, but out to the 30-yard line. And then we'll get a flag coming in where it could be a face mask.
Yeah, so this is going to be out to the 45 by the time it's done. And again, just down by 14 right now, although just Jackson dominating, seemingly, just not on the scoreboard.
26-12, and it is a face mask. So tack on some extra distance to the end of that play. 15 yards is added on to the completed pass. Right now, I'm distracted by the scoreboard. We got some dancing lights on there. It looks like
it's like we're at a rave.
da 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 da. All right, here we go. First and 10 for Monroe at the 44. Trailing by 14. Richards back to throw. Now has to escape the rush. Rolling out. Looking downfield. Let's one go. Caught to the 40. To the 35. Into Vikings territory. And then move the chains again for Monroe. And again, I wish we knew how much or how little time we had. Because this is going to make this a one-score game. And if they're able to complete this drive. And right now, this is the most energized this Monroe team has looked all night. Richards, seemingly the solution at quarterback, throws it to the left. Espinosa catches, gets past the would-be tackler, and moves the chains again down to the 22-yard line.
Where's this Monroe offense been for the whole year?
Yeah, we have a Vikings player slow to get up here. Maybe a cramp, writhing down there at the 22-yard line. Monroe huddles up on the 30.
We always hope we see a leg go up.
I know, that's kind of the signal that it's not something more serious. You can just pull him to his feet, perhaps. Yeah, he's ready to get up. And walking kind of comfortably, actually, so.
Usually when you see that, that means there might have been a quick win knocked out of you.
Yeah, and that is Davis. Goes down, so.
And he's already kind of been,
I think, maybe banged up a little bit, yeah.
We'll see if he comes out. Davis so valuable as quarterback and probably Jackson's best cover corner.
Mm-hmm. 26-12, Monroe. First and 10 from the Vikings 22-yard line. Richards and Snavely. Richards looking to throw. Goes right away to the Austin end zone. Jumps and catches. No, couldn't complete the catch. Maybe would have landed out of bounds anyway. But a lot of confidence in Austin to go and get that jump ball. And he did go up and get hands on it. Couldn't complete the catch on the sideline. And maybe stepped out of bounds as well.
Well, you said earlier that you'd think Monroe might try him a little one-on-one.
Richards really showing off the arm here for the sophomore second quarterback to play tonight. Gets away from the pass rush and on the run now to the 10. Spinning away and out of bounds at the 11 maybe. We'll see if they give him forward progress to the 10-yard line. Either way, it's a first down.
We saw him do that a lot earlier, and now a few successful pass attempts kind of made Jackson have to respect the pass, and it's opened up the run there.
So first and 10 from the 12-yard line. 26-12. Monroe trails with the ball in the red zone. Lets it go up the seam. Oh. Knocked away and nearly intercepted. And he wishes he could have got it. It's like a broken up. And it's Dunklin who actually made the breakup there. Incomplete pass. Second down and 10 from the 12. Stop the clock. Somewhere. Undetermined time. If you're just joining us, we've been without a scoreboard here for the entire second half. Kind of going with whatever we can get. Richards looking to pass. Buying time. Now he decides to pull down and run it. Down to the 5. Rumbling. Bumbling. Down to the 1. Not into the end zone. It was close, but they'll have first and goal from the 1. 4 tries from there. That is a first down.
And here, unfortunately, we had not seen Jackson's defense kind of look like that. Like we saw him the first game, missed some tackles. That kind of surfaced right there. There were about 3 guys that had a chance to bring down Richards. We're going to get a timeout from Monroe here, Steve.
Need to stop the clock. We think there's a need to stop the clock to give you time to score here and then perhaps another onside kick. They've been unsuccessful up to this point with those, but you got to try again. At least give yourself a chance. And if they're able to get it into the end zone, 26-18, and maybe even closer than that. Interesting half of football. I don't know if it's been a great football half, but it's at least been entertaining and interesting.
Monroe putting up a fight at least this half.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm watching Davis over there being worked on the sidelines, and it is that shoulder, that left shoulder. Mm-hmm. So, you know, are we going to be able to see him come in as QB?
I even get a little sense that they're doing some concussion protocol or something with him. I didn't think he did look like he was maybe holding his head a little bit, but the whistle, they'll set the football. Snaps a little low. Richards picks it up. Did he get in? No, stopped at the one.
That was a great tackle coming out of nowhere. I'm trying to get a number for this.
Richards right back. Bounces to the outside, turns it in, and now he's into the end zone. So there's your touchdown for Monroe. So no idea how much time is left, but we know the score is 26-18.
Can you guess in three-ish minutes?
That would seem
somewhere in
like
that neighborhood.
I'm
going to try to give some kind of guess to our listeners. Tell you what, Steve, while you call this play for the extra two, I'll go down a couple doors and see if I could get something official for us.
So we get a two-point try here, it looks like, from Monroe. Again, 26-18. So even if they don't get this, Monroe still a chance. Throw is away and caught. Espinoza's in there for the two-point conversion. No flags. So they convert. 26-20 appears to be where we are. And we don't know how much time's left, but we're trying to, efforting to find out on that. We'll kick it off when we come back here. Let's keep it here, actually. I'll mention some of our sponsors. Of course, Minuteman Sewer and Drain with us all year. As long as we're doing football, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is sponsoring it. And probably a little basketball, too. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Thanks to them. Thanks to AeroCoop Credit Union, our touchdown sponsor. And how about Double Chiropractic, King's Equipment? Able to come up with anything, Professor?
Nope. Everybody in the booth guessing, just like we are. One guy's guess was 2 to 3 minutes, which is kind of in line with what we were thinking. And again, it does not look like Davis. In fact, Davis is headed to the locker room. So
26-20. If my math is correct, Brian.
Wonder if that means we're just going to see Dunklin handling snaps and running.
Gosh, who do we see coming to take snaps? Estwick. So the Estwick and Dunklin, they do try the outside kick again. Jackson able to smother it at the 47. Right on top of it. Nice play there by the hands team. And that was Jalen Lowe securing the football for the Vikings. And they'll take a timeout here.
Jackson, their second
and a half. It's a chance to get out there and say, hey, we want to get this clock running. We might need a first down, but let's get the clock going.
Yeah, and it's also a chance to kind of gather the troops and say, okay, you know, no Davis. So
yeah,
our man, whoever that's going to be, if it's Estwick, Estwick's going to bring us home.
Let's protect this football. Monroe, likewise. Energized all the momentum in the world right now. Can the defense capitalize on that in any way?
And I do believe they still have two timeouts this half, but again, with no scoreboard, we
don't get to be reminded
that information either.
And then we are just a two-man team up here. We sometimes joke about having a staff, but it really is just us.
And we don't have somebody in our ears or with binoculars
right,
or things like that. But you do know the score.
26-20. Vikings lead it. But Monroe with the momentum. First and 10, 48-yard line on their own side of the field. Vikings and the snap's low. Picked up and actually a great job of picking it up and taking it for about 10 yards. That might move the chains for Tekai Estwick. started out looking like possibly disastrous for the Vikings. Estwick with an individual effort to run that and get a first down. That's Monroe's final timeout, so they did use two earlier. So now it's...
That makes you think that we have to be within the last couple minutes or they would not have wasted that there. Don't know if it's a victory formation type time yet.
That first down definitely puts Jackson in the driver's seat, we can assume, as we tick toward the end of this one. 26-20 Vikings. That one score to answer that on their first possession here in the second half turned out to be vital. We had Monroe come out of the locker room and kick return one all the way to the house for their first points. I've been able to score twice since then.
I kind of blame myself. I said that we're fans and we don't mind exciting games. Well, we kind of got a close game anyway. And they are in... Must be at the time where they can take three knees.
There's some fans making their way to the exit, it looks like. And Estwick takes a knee. No, yeah, it looks like maybe we will just run this down.
Are they going to replay that? Because they're marking it where they snapped it from, not where he took down. Not sure what the...
the officials got it. The one guy's got it. Line judge got it marked.
Okay,
right there
we go. I was going to say, the chain gang had it, correct. Well, with no clock, we aren't positive, but Jackson is in victory formation. We think this game's going to end 26-20, barring something wild.
It's almost like he's in the shotgun victory formation, so there's like a chance that I guess you could snap it and have something go awry. He takes the knee back into Viking territory at the 46.
Which, you know, the funny thing is you're in the shotgun victory formation. They do have one guy back 10 yards just in case, but you'd think those other couple guys might be back there in case of a fumbled snap.
Third down.
It's third down, clock running on the knee, 26-20. Jackson holding on to the lead in this one.
We think this has to be the last play.
Takes it, and Monroe seems to have accepted defeat.
It's fourth down.
Fourth down for the Vikings, and
I think that's it.
I think that is going to be it. Players starting to exit the field. Kind of anticlimactic here, and when we don't have the clock going to kind of say that it's done, we'll just have to take their word for it, but they're getting into the handshake line. 26-20, the final. Vikings hold on to get the win. A little bit of excitement, a little bit of uncertainty there late in the game. Uncertainty about whether or not it really was late in the game, but it appears to be over. Let's go ahead and take our last commercial break. We'll come back and have a quick post game and get things wrapped up. Vikings win tonight 26-20 on WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Is the leaky faucet driving you crazy? Or maybe that running toilet just won't stop running? At Grimes Plumbing, we handle all your plumbing problems, from clogged drains, leaky faucets, to hot water heater repair and replacement. Don't let plumbing issues ruin your day. Our expert team is just a call away at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the postgame here. Vikings hold on in the second half, had a 20-0 lead at halftime. Saw that evaporate, not evaporate entirely, but see that go away quickly with the first moments of the second half, a kickoff that's returned for a touchdown, and Monroe all of a sudden feels like they have life. Jackson answered with a touchdown on their next possession to kind of cool things off a little bit, but Monroe stayed there. Jackson's play calling got really conservative in the second half with a lead, you know, not wanting to turn it over. They did also kind of, I think, close down the playbook a little bit when it was uncertain if Davis was going to be healthy the rest of the way, and we did see him with a maybe a shoulder wrapped up with some ice and stuff. So hopefully that's something that he can recover from and be ready for next week. But Monroe with a couple more scores. They just couldn't get the football back for one more try at the end. So Jackson wins it 26-20. And a nice win. I mean, they should be glad. This is two teams that we thought were kind of similar. Jackson defense came out and dominated in the first half. Dominated or kept Monroe out of the end zone entirely. You knew Monroe was going to be able to adjust in their offense. Even looked better late in the first half when they made that switch at quarterback. And I think if nothing else in the loss, at least Monroe says, you know, at least we know who our quarterback's going to be going forward. It's going to be Richards. Not only was he able to be a better runner than Cosby, who started the game, he actually ended up throwing it all right late in the half when he started tossing it around a little bit. So I think a lot of good things for Monroe to come away, even though they take the L tonight. They had some stuff, and I don't know why you're not going to Austin a lot more. Yeah. If you can get him in one-on-one coverage, throw it up there. That guy's going to make the play a lot more often than he was fast as could be.
Yeah, and on the flip side, if you're Jackson, you know, we talked about their defensive woes and giving up over 35 points a game, and they played a good first half, zero on the scoreboard, and you get this gritty win without Jaden Ramirez to injury, and you lose, like you said, Kylan Davis. I don't know whether I call him his backup or just, you know, they kind of split
the
time.
Other guy,
yeah, the other quarterback. And so it's a gritty win for the Vikings as well.
Yeah. Let's see. Monroe in the loss moves to 1-5 on the season and 1-4. That's non-conference, so they stay 1-3 in their league. But they have a tough conference game coming up. Or maybe they can look at this as optimistically. Ann Arbor Pioneer, they're 1-4 and 0-3 in the league. So Monroe may be going, hey, we lost this one in a game we thought maybe we had a chance to win on the road. But let's get some home cooking, or let's go on the road to Ann Arbor Pioneer and maybe come away with a W. Meanwhile, Jackson moves to 2-4 on the year. And they're next on the road at Ypsilanti Lincoln, who is 4-1 and 2-1 in the league going into the night. We just heard in the MHSAA segment they lost 3-0 on a last-second field goal against Adrian. So that's
something you don't hear much in high school football, right. The walk-off field goal.
So tough opponents for both. We will next be on the road at Western High School. And Northwest, 2-3, 1-2 going into the night, did end up losing. That was a final against Cal Berkeley, 37-30. Meanwhile, Western 1-4, 0-3 going into the night. I didn't get any score updates from them, but that's going to be a rare feat, that first time in a while where we've seen Northwest go in and as maybe the favorite in that matchup. So we'll be glad to be out there at Western High School. Of course, this is my stomping grounds out there in Parma, and so just a fun spot to be around. Other scores that we got, some finals. Lumen Christi, 14-7 winners on the road at Toledo St. Francis. They play a Canadian team at home next week. Jackson holds on, 26-20 over Monroe. Columbia Central, 60-7 winners against Vandercook Lake tonight. How did it get to 60? That is a running clock. That's a thing, right? I'm not imagining.
Yeah,
that.
No, that's a thing.
Another clock runner there, 53-0, Springport over Stockbridge. Springport playing good football this year. Traverse City St. Francis, an eventual future opponent for the Lumen Christi Titans, 20-13 winners. I think Traverse City's second-ranked team in Division 6 in the MHSAA behind Almont, with Lumen Christi coming in there in third in the rankings. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, 20-19 winners over Oak Park. We know that's a good Notre Dame Prep team. Grand Rapids Catholic Central all over Ottawa Hills, 58-0. Dearborn Divine Child, 41-0 winners over U of D Jesuit. I wouldn't have expected anything different in that one. That's going to be a good Dearborn team that we might be talking about late in that playoffs. And Ipsy Lincoln, who Jackson plays next week, 49-14 winners over Pinckney. So that's going to be a tough matchup for the Vikings after this win. You hope to get a little recovery this week for some injuries and go back out there and play your best game on the road at Lincoln.
And I know if you're still listening, that means you're a sports fan. Just a little heads up, 8:44 in game one of the WNBA Finals. The Mercury up 74-70. So if you're just a big sports fan and you want to see championship caliber games, hey, check it out.
Player of the game tonight for the Jackson Vikings in victory, Quentin Rawls. Good job all sides of the football. Some of those things that won't even show up necessarily as stats, keeping possession on that muff punt, batted one down at the goal line, you know, just making a few good plays, and then, of course, the 52-yard touchdown reception where he looked as fast as anybody on the field, and a pretty good throw there on that one by Davis for the assist.
But yeah, in a 26-20 game, there's always going to be a few kind of turning point plays. Quentin Rawls was involved in almost all of them.
Yeah. He really had a good night tonight, active player, and we look forward to seeing more of him. We're at Western next week. Then the following week, I think we go to Adrian to watch Jackson again. And then the week after that, it's the CHSL Bowl for the Titans. So just this season feels like it's flying by. Like we just started. It gets long sometimes when we follow Lumen into the playoffs. But glad to be where we are and glad that the weather's been how it's been up to this point.
It's been outstanding.
So for the Professor Brian Haynes, our executive producer tonight, Luke Moorhead, make sure you catch him tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for the Sports Saturday program, followed by Harvesting Jackson's Best, and of course at 11 o'clock we get pregame coverage of the University of Michigan Wolverines getting set to take on the Wisconsin Badgers. 11 o'clock pregame, noon kick for University of Michigan football, and of course Red Wings final preseason game tomorrow night, 6:45 as well, here at 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Let's wrap it up. Have a great rest of your night. Quentin Rawls, player of the game, as the Vikings win 26-20.
Our live
live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.